You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Everybody, and welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show with Chris, Marco, Fabio, and me. Awesome, beautiful, talented Missy Carr.
Yeah, someone else is going to have to start doing this. Don't forget these big breaths. Spreading these lies every week.
The smartest one on the crew, Missy.
Yes.
Yeah.
The cuntiest one.
Yes.
Yes.
100%.
Please Skype in. Our Skype name is Jersey Jerks. You can also email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. Make sure you find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and download the Riotcast app if you have an iPhone or an iPad, and the TuneIn app if you have a Droid. Be well.
Oh. No, you didn't. Fuck. Live long and prosper.
You're a fucking bitch.
I was listening back at last week's show today, and I was like, oh, they hated Be Well so bad.
Well, yeah, I mean, doesn't it? We were talking about how it throws you off when they say it. You're like, yeah, you turn retarded. You're just like, they're like, be well. I'm like, yeah, me too. What happened?
And of course, that bothers you for the rest of the day. That you're like, yeah, I couldn't get a word out.
Right, right. It was like verbal kryptonite.
Just say you too, always.
Okay, next time.
How's
they
your
say
day?
Be well,
you too,
always. You too, always.
Always.
Obviously. Be well.
I started watching Arrested Development.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I like it.
Yeah.
I don't like it better than Parks, though. Parks and Rec is funny.
Yeah, I got no interest in that.
I like how Saul's in it.
Yeah.
I was like,
he's in a lot
out.
Of shit.
Yeah.
And I awesome. Hated that dude before Breaking Bad. I really hated him.
Do you watch? You've been watching Better Call Saul, right?
Oh, yeah. It's
so
great.
Good.
It's fucking great.
I can't even.
One of the best shows on TV, right?
Absolutely.
Don't talk about this week's episode.
I won't. But it's definitely one of the best shows on
absolutely.
TV, right?
It's very good.
It's awesome. That one episode you saw last week.
You know why I haven't been watching it?
You saw 2 weeks ago Mike's episode?
Yeah.
Okay. That was the best episode so far.
Absolutely.
You know why I haven't been watching it Tuesday morning? Because The Following is fucking awesome this year.
It is.
It's so good.
It is, yeah. Tuesdays was really good.
Yeah, I remember after the first season, I didn't think they were going to be able to put together another season. And last season was really good, and this season's fucking awesome.
I got to be honest with you, though. If it wasn't for The Following, I probably would stop watching Fox shows because they really fucked me over and over again.
Why?
I don't understand. They canceled Gang Related.
Of course they did. That's why I barely ever watch network TV.
First of all, all right, this show, just to give a quick backstory, this show is about a dude who's a cop, and he was raised by a gang family, basically. And they're all Latino, okay? And every time they get close to busting his family, he does something to divert the police away from them. Okay. Right? So he kind of saves them. Right. It's a great show. It's got a great cast. It's well done. It's something that I would, you know, recommend to anybody.
What was this show?
What was it?
What was the name of it?
Gang related.
Oh, okay, yeah, I heard about it.
It's great in spite of how bad the RZA is in the show.
Well, yeah, but fuck him. Like, you know.
The RZA.
I don't know. I barely remember him anyway. But anyway, it's a really good show. They put it in the worst fucking time slot during the summer when nobody's home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that should have been a show that should have came on right after The Following.
Yes.
You know? Get rid of the 10 o'clock news. Who the fuck watches the 10 o'clock news? First of all, Fox's news is awful.
Yeah.
It's all, you know, right wing. Mm-hmm. Nobody cares. They still don't get the ratings at 10 o'clock that the 11 o'clock news gets when it's 11. So it's like, that's a wasted time slot. You're not fooling anybody. You could have another hit show at 10 o'clock than the fucking news. You know what I mean? Because
yeah.
There's shows on every other network, including pay channels, at 10 o'clock on whatever night that's better to watch than the news. And if you're really up to watching the news, you just wait for the good one, the 11 o'clock one.
The news is almost irrelevant at this point with the internet.
Because, right, exactly. It's like a newspaper at this point. You don't need it. You don't need it on TV. Unless you're one of those people that just don't feel like going online.
Right. I mean, if you surf the internet like fucking 99% of the world does, once you watch the news, you've read every news story that they're going to talk about.
Right. Like, my dad's like the only guy I know in history that still watches the news. He has CNN on all day. Then Jeopardy comes on at like 4 now, apparently. I didn't know this.
That early?
They have a day Jeopardy, and then they have the 7 o'clock Jesus. Jeopardy. He watches that. Then he watches like a rerun of Everyone Loves Raymond, and then he'll start watching the news again, the local news, and then he'll go back to Jeopardy or the news, Jeopardy, and then Wheel of Fortune, and then whatever. Now he's hooked on Shark Tank. He watches Shark. They show it every night. I thought it was a one day a week show. It's on every night.
It's a new show every night? They're not playing like... Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You can't hear anything, miss?
It's all fucked up.
It's all fucked up. Yeah, it's all fucked up. Shit.
It's like actually like making me nauseous. It's so bad.
We share a...
Yeah.
Well, so go ahead and vomit then.
He can... Yeah, he feels good. Might
be. I do.
Is it still fucked up?
Feels better now.
Feels better.
I think it's better.
Yeah. Feels better.
We share headphones, so.
We do, so me and Marco are on the same page right now.
Missy Dum Dum style.
What the fuck? I didn't even say anything. I'm just like, my headphones suck. Your voice kept going this way, this way, this way, this way, this way, this way.
Feels better.
Now it's not doing that.
Feels good. Feels better.
I can't get anything from Sharon the same line, right?
What?
Oh, shut up.
Sharon the same line.
Nothing that you didn't get when you fucked her.
Ear aids.
Oh,
stop. That. You've crossed the line.
Mm-hmm.
Nasty buzzard.
Nasty buzzard.
How many times did you guys take the same show off?
That was years ago.
Yeah, well, Marco was divorced.
I am not Missy's type.
Obviously. Mm-hmm. 50 pounds ago, you were.
Obviously. Obviously.
Look at her past boyfriends. They're all twigs. Not even close.
They're all twigs.
Yeah.
Right? Am I right?
I mean, I don't think that I have a specific type of guy.
Anybody who's not fat.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God. With the fat. Yeah, I dated a guy that was kind of chubby before.
No. No, you don't. Stop it.
He was almost 200 pounds. Yeah,
no, he was almost 180.
No, that's skinny still.
He was almost 180.
He was 200 pounds. He was 7'1".
Yeah. He was a center for the Lakers.
No, I did. I dated a short little fat dude before.
I don't believe it.
Why?
I just don't believe it.
Why would I lie?
I would. No, I don't believe it. I don't see that happen.
It happened.
I believe you become a short little fat dude before you date a short little fat dude.
So you date him. Did you bang him?
Yeah, I banged him.
Oh. So he took his shirt off.
Yeah.
Were you grossed out?
Yeah. Did you see her face? She was like, yeah. See her face? It tells it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't date very long.
No.
Oh, she gave it up pretty easy, a whore.
No, we went out for a year. I'm not a whore. Fuck you. Stop with the whore.
I'm just planning your bags.
Fuck you, you fucking whore.
If I was a whore, I would be having sex right now, and I'm not.
She's a whore.
You little whore.
God damn it, shut up.
A fucking whore.
Is that where your hatred for fat came from?
Why, hit that guy?
Yeah.
I don't have a hatred for fat people.
Poor slut bitch.
Whoa. Always goes too far.
Sure you do. You don't like fat guys. You would never bang a fat dude.
I told you I used to have a crush on Bubba Sparks. We talked about this.
Bubba Sparks doesn't count.
Are you fucking retarded? Why doesn't he count? He's a fat dude.
Bubba Sparks.
Of all the fat dudes.
I know. Bubba Sparks.
Fucking Bubba Sparks.
What other fat guys are good looking? Come on. Oh my God. I'm just digging myself in deeper and deeper.
I don't think you are.
Why?
Because I agree with you. Because I can honestly say, how many fat girls are good looking?
True.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I Melissa McCarthy, she's funny.
Yeah, if she was thin, she would be ugly.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She has a little pig face. She is related to Jenny McCarthy.
I know. That's the crazy part, right?
Somebody got the bad genes.
I'm related to George Clooney. Oh, man.
I think I see more hot chicks with fat, ugly dudes.
Oh, it's always been that rather than the other way around.
Right.
Well, I can't tell you last time I saw a dude, a normal looking dude with like a fat chick.
Is that because women are more vain than men?
No.
I'm sorry. Yeah, the opposite. Less vain than men?
No, well, no. Women are more accepting than men.
Yeah.
And if men are like we're just animals.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? We go after the trophy.
It's all about sex.
Right.
Okay.
I learned this.
Not only that, the woman was probably treated like shit so long by a good looking dude that she has no self confidence left whatsoever.
Welcome to my life.
Oh my God.
Hey man, I've bagged some pretty good looking girls in my life.
Maybe I want to have sex with a fat guy right now. Because
they've been emotionally assassinated. Mm-hmm. And they come running to my chubby arms.
So wait.
You almost want to send a gift to the ex-boyfriend.
I know, right?
That's the secret of us fat guys. Yeah. That's how we get them.
So fat guys will capitalize on broken women. But
well, no, that's not true. Because fat guys usually only can get broken women. Usually.
Yeah, but like a skinny guy isn't going to break your heart. Like, why would a fat guy?
What do you mean?
Like, why would a girl go after a fat dude if.
Look at it this way. Let's say that you went through your whole life dating thin dudes, right?
Okay.
And you've been just let down every time. They don't pay attention to you right, or they just treat you like shit. Then you come across a fat guy, always in a friend type of setting. Or like social type of setting, and he makes you laugh harder than anyone you ever met in your life. He pays attention to you. He's there for you. He says nice things about you. He compliments you. And you're like, you know what? What am I doing? Just wasting my time talking to this dude like a friend. Let's see where this goes. And the next thing you know,
I'm going to suck his cock if I could find it.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Just roll him in flour.
I don't agree with that.
It happens more than you think.
That's sad.
It is sad.
Because
sad for who?
For
broken women everywhere.
But they're broken.
But like, why would the first thing you attribute to be like weight? What do you think? Okay, let's find the common denominator, and it's fucking weight. So let me go after the opposite weight-wise.
No, it's not going after the opposite, but they're opening themselves up more to different people.
They're feeling more comfortable with this guy because of what I said he was doing. And then they start forgetting it. Well, they're not forgetting
about
it.
Yeah, but you have to be sexually attracted to somebody.
Right, but some people... Listen, I don't know what to tell you on that one.
Maybe I like fat guys.
That's right. I don't think that girls that are going out with fat guys are all chubby chasers. I really don't.
No, I agree with that.
You know what I mean? It's just like, I think it's just, like I said, women are way more accepting. They don't care. Women are more.
I care.
Well, you're a shallow twat.
I'm not a shallow twat.
No, but like women.
Nobody wants a fat guy. Like
she's a malignant cunt.
What'd you say?
Nobody wants a fat guy like laying on top of him, crushing him.
What do you think we do, you fucking idiot? You think we literally just lay there and just wait for it to hopefully slide its way in?
Maybe.
No.
I think this show is going to be called Missy's Revenge.
Yeah. Yeah, and if my girlfriend was here, she'd probably punch you in your face.
Well, why? It's just my preference. Who gives
because
a shit?
My girlfriend is like half your fucking size, and she still can walk.
Yeah, but...
Because I didn't crush the air out
oh
of her.
Oh, my God.
Or put her in traction at the hospital.
I was being facetious, more or less.
No.
I wasn't being literal.
I think you think we crush women.
No, I don't think
Marco,
we crush
a lot.
We're not players, but we crush a lot.
We crush a lot.
No, I don't think.
How do you think Marco's wife lost a bunch of weight?
I don't really
flattened
think
her
that
out.
I
can make a lot of money doing that.
Flattening
them out. Yeah, flattening them out.
Oh my God, I was joking. You guys are so sensitive about your weight.
Of course.
You're a pussy.
When it comes from
stop being a pussy.
When it comes
right,
out of
attack.
You, when it comes out of you, yeah, it says the newly skinny guy.
I'm not skinny.
No,
Chris,
you are.
You're dramatically skinny.
Yeah, you are.
I told your brother. I saw your brother Friday, and I said your brother's so fat that he thinks I'm skinny.
I showed up a couple weeks ago, and this motherfucker's wearing a wife beater, and he has, like, nothing. He's, like, completely nothing. As a matter of fact, it's so nothing, your head is still fat, and it doesn't belong with your body.
That pisses me off the most. I can't lose that fucking second chin.
You need to do, like, chin-ups or something.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Like, seriously. Like, I couldn't believe it. Like, he usually wears a sweatshirt when I see him. He had a wife beater on, and I'm like, it was like why it was like those games where you put the head on a different body.
Oh my God.
It's like what the
Photoshop.
Fuck? Yeah, it was like
how much do you weigh now?
205.
205.
Yeah, I would kill to be 205.
That's my kneecap weighs 205. 205. Holy, I take dumps bigger than you.
Christ. What the fuck? 205.
205.
Yeah, I'm still fat. Yeah. 205.
Probably people listening out there like, wow, 205, that's huge. These guys. Yeah, right.
Ew, 205, you fat fuck.
I'm shocked by weight. Like when people say how much they weigh. And I look.
Yeah, I heard you tonight. Yeah. You're like, oh my God. You thought like a fucking hurricane was coming, blowing through the window.
I just wasn't expecting you to say that ever.
Hey, man. Like, you got to understand something. I'm not all gristle either. You know what I mean?
Like, no. What do you mean?
I'm not all fat. I have bones. I have muscle.
Are your bones big?
Now we're slinging shit like we're in the fucking fourth grade.
Oik, oik, fatty.
I don't know. I think I can still shove my arm in your pussy. I don't think I'm fat big.
Oh my God.
You fat son of a bitch!
Trying to ford through it.
Oh my God. No, but you say your bones. You have bones.
No.
We all have bones.
Right, but what I'm saying is you make it sound like I'm just a blob with nothing inside. Like that episode of Family Guy where Peter has like nothing. Just long, like.
Do you have muscles?
Really? I'll tell you what. What if I pick you up and throw you?
No,
that?
Like, are you like, do you have big muscles?
No.
All right.
I don't have scrawny arms either.
I mean,
but they don't
tell.
Jiggle like, you know.
Well, then that is something.
Now, if I kicked you as hard as I could in your ass, you would probably not be able to sit down.
No,
for at least a month.
You're obviously strong. I can tell. You're like a big dude, but.
You're like a really, really big
like
dude.
Like a really, really big dude.
But I meant like in the ways like, do you think that you have more muscle than fat?
No, okay. Absolutely not. That's not what I said
because
at all.
No, I'm asking.
No, but you know, muscle weighs more than fat,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's okay. Why I was asking yeah. You because.
What I'm saying is it's not – my weight is not just attributed to being fat.
No
there's
shit.
Other parts. Yeah, I know. But the way you
but
make it
like,
sound like –
But, like, count your skeletons. Like,
you make
counting
it
a pound off of your
but
weight.
But it's not just a skeleton.
On.
There's more than that. It's more than that. It's not just your skeleton. That's why you think it is skeleton and fat and skin.
No, I know there's ligaments.
I mean, then what do you have? What do you have?
I have the same thing as you, but I don't go.
No, you don't.
No. She has AIDS.
Yeah, I don't have STDs. I wouldn't go that far.
I don't say I have to lose weight because I'm fat, but, you know, I got muscles. And
you know what the fucked up part of society is?
What's that?
The fucked up part of society is before you start losing all this weight, guys would be a lot harsher to you than women would to me, except for you. You would be harsher to me than other women, but guys would be harsher about you and the way you look. The way you look as opposed to the way I look, what women would say to me. And that's why I said women are more accepting.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You may not be, but most women are. They're not the kind of people that will sit there and because they know what it's like to be like, you know, they have their own insecurities, so they wouldn't use it against somebody else. You know what I mean? See, now that shows me how you are very narcissistic.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, I know. And you shouldn't be.
Why? Don't tell me how to be. I can be narcissistic.
No. I'm not telling you don't do it. I'm saying you shouldn't.
Why shouldn't I?
Because you're not all that. You really are.
See, no, don't. Case in point.
We're going to dissect this.
No.
Case in point. You can't find a man.
That's bullshit.
You can spread your legs all you want, but
you're not going to. Are you kidding me right now? Don't project your bullshit on me because
I don't have bullshit.
You're right. I'm playing your game. You're playing a game right now?
I'm playing your game.
No, I'm not playing a game. I'm asking questions because I'm legit. Just because I have a preference, it's like having a preference.
You have a preference?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have like a preference that you not be fat.
Yeah, that's a preference. That's it.
And like why is that a big deal, guys?
I don't care that you don't want to fuck fat guys. More power to you.
Why are you attacking me then?
Nah, see? Now hold on a second.
I wasn't attacking you.
Hold on a second. You're taking it as an attack.
It was an attack.
I'm playing your game.
I'm not playing a game.
You kept flinging shit. Now you can't take it?
I'm not flinging
shit. How much
shit.
Do your bones weigh? Fuck off. You can't take it. If you can't take it, don't play.
I'm not playing.
So you were being serious and you were offending me on purpose.
No, I was asking you, like, are you saying
you're
big fucking bone?
Yeah, but that was
like, what are you
that
fucking
was,
talking about?
You're either that retarded and we would have been right
don't
all along.
You know me.
Yeah, I do.
People say all the time they're big boned. Is that not a true statement?
Did I say I was big boned?
I was asking you, motherfucker.
You were saying you were fat.
Right, but I said it's not just gristle.
Right.
And I was pointing out what else is there.
Oh, my God. I was asking you if you're a big bone. Do you have a big skeleton than the rest of the
world?
How do
I know? First of all, I don't believe in that. I think whatever guy is my height probably has the same bone and bone density.
That's what I would think.
That I have.
That's what I would think.
But I'm saying I was being general, like, you know, there's bones, there's muscle, there's, you know, tendons, there's organs, there's all kinds of shit. It isn't just gristle. Like, you look at me, you look at me like a blob with eyes. Like, you know what I mean? Yes, you do.
No, I don't. I don't look at you. I had no idea that you weighed the amount that you said you weighed.
Okay.
Ever.
So what?
And then that other time,
I don't weigh that anymore.
Yeah. But I was thinking, like, either you hide it well or you wear it well. I don't know.
Yeah, tied into it, like, you know, a little.
Well, I didn't think the wear it
no,
well.
Listen,
until Marco
but that's
said.
The other thing, too. Normal guys, like guys that are usually around my weight, normally don't do what I do. Like, they'll probably be sitting somewhere. You see guys like doing like labor jobs at my weight?
No.
I mean, you'll see every once in a while, you'll see a construction worker who's overweight, but he's got the easy job. Like, he's not climbing roofs and shit. Yeah, exactly. He's telling people what to do. He's not the one climbing roofs or anything like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But because my job requires me to have to fucking hustle. You know, that's probably why I'm able to wear it well, as you put it, or carry it well, because I got to carry it all fucking day, every day of my life. It's like carrying another fucking person with me at all times.
Yeah, that's what it fucking sounds like.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. But what happens when you're fat and you move around a lot, you definitely build more. Like, remember when I lost all that weight?
Yeah.
Remember how big my legs still were?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're just solid. Yeah. They're like tree trunks. Because I have to carry this all fucking day. So it's basically like being on a treadmill or an elliptical every day of your life.
So you burn more calories faster than other people? Is that
right,
why?
Right now I do because I have all this excess fat that I can lose if I don't eat enough calories to maintain or get more fat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why it slides right out. It's gone. It's leaving. It's like, how do you lose 23 pounds in less than 3 weeks with no exercise?
You know what you do? Try a little more fucking, a little less eating.
That has something to do with it. You know, I was surprised you don't burn that many calories during sex.
That's what they say.
Yeah, man, it sucks.
How many do you expect to burn during 4 minutes?
Yeah, and you have to move fast too.
That depends how you like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Angry sex.
Angry sex, right.
Boy, that went 0 to 60 quickly.
I know, and it hit a wall. You're like a douchebag.
Why are you coming at me now?
No, because you always have to take it to another level. Like, I was asking you questions, and then you're like, oh, listen. Missy's finally saying shit that's funny about my me being fat. And then you fucking got mad
at me. Every time she says something about me of what I said, I never said it. She makes up shit.
No,
I'm
thinking how your mind
in this,
was working.
Yeah, but you can never.
I'm not saying that's what you were saying.
You
in
can
real
never
life.
Say that because if you don't even know what I say and get that wrong, how the fuck do you know what I'm thinking?
I'm making a general like guess in my head.
Wrong.
I'm making a fucking guess.
See, look who's all fucking worked up now.
I'm fine.
You're snapping.
I'm like 2 seconds from leaving.
She's like, listen, I'm fine because you know what? When I leave here tonight, you're still fat.
You know what? I could lose the weight. I could still lose the weight. And then what? What's your excuse then?
Excuse for what?
I'm saying to him, not you.
It's not always about you.
Hey, listen. Right, exactly.
Yeah, but he was being me.
Who's being you?
Chris was being me.
No, Chris.
You know, when I leave here tonight, you're still fat.
I hate all of you. Fuck all three of you.
All right, we all calm now? We all good?
We're calm.
Fat shaming's over?
We good?
Fat shaming's over.
We good? All right.
Yes.
No, I don't care. Please, fat shame away. You're not bothering me at all. Please, by all means. You have more questions? Please, ask away.
I'm good.
Sure.
I won't know about his diet.
I won't give you. I won't give you any more. You know, like whatever you want to call it, whatever you were. I won't fling shit back at you. I'll just answer.
I wasn't flinging shit to begin with. You got mad, and I was asking questions.
No, I even called you out. I said, "Oh, you're flinging shit," and you're like,
"I thought you were being funny." I'm not acting stupid. I really was asking you questions.
Well,
I wasn't being a jerk.
You obviously don't know how to communicate with people.
No, shit. This is a...
Well, then what are you fucking freaking out for?
Because
you're a social fucking retard.
I'm not a social retard. You had to take it to another level. And
no, I took it to a level that you couldn't accept.
We were all joking.
I said he had a fat head. He made a comment about Marco losing all the weight. What happened? What is it? About him getting divorced? Oh, no, I'm mixing two things together.
She lost me because I
kicked her. Oh,
yeah, the flattening thing that I said.
Yeah, the flattening.
Everything changed after that.
Well, but because of your fucking ignorance. That's why.
She's got Down syndrome.
Well, if I never experienced something, then how am
I? Then how are you fucking sitting here saying that you had experience with a fat guy if you don't know shit?
Well, I mean, he wasn't as fat as anybody
us.
That's us.
I know, right? She can't even fucking. You have no balls. None whatsoever.
He wasn't as fat as
anybody
I know.
I have a complex when it comes to the fat thing.
What's that?
I said I have a complex when it comes to the fat
thing.
You
already said that it's like basically jarring for you when you're around fat people. Kind of like.
Oh my God, no, I did not.
Kind of like when kids are around. You just turn and run.
That is so not true!
So she hates fat people. She hates.
She
kids.
Definitely.
I don't
she
hate
definitely
fat
hates,
people.
She definitely frowns on fat people.
I don't.
Do we make you uncomfortable?
Absolutely
about
out of all
not.
The pictures, out of all the pictures I've ever seen on your Facebook, I've never seen you around fat people. Maybe like once, and it was because it was someone who,
in the background. It was too
no,
fat to get
no,
out of the
it
way.
Was someone like you know you had just met because they're part of something that you were attending. You know, some sort of function.
I don't. Have
other
a
than
with
that,
fat people.
No.
Would I make you feel uncomfortable if I did the show without my shirt on?
Parker, you'd make me feel uncomfortable if you did the show.
Would that make you feel uncomfortable?
That would definitely make me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, especially when you see the size of his nips.
That might make her jealous.
That would. But no, I do not hate fat people.
I think
at
you do.
All.
I think you definitely have a problem with
them. I don't.
Them.
I have a preference when it comes to dating.
No. Forget
That's
the
it.
Dating.
Why?
Forget the dating. I think you
can't, you don't like the slapping of the, you know, the
I just,
fat? I mean,
well,
we can,
I said this the other week.
Because we can throw down. We can throw down.
No one, yeah, we can throw down. No throw one down. Has ever, a fat guy's never hit on me in my life.
I'm going to put on 30 pounds. I feel like I'm being left out now.
You are.
Yeah, you can leave. we'll clean up.
Go eat something.
Yeah, go eat something.
No,
you malnourished fuck. Go shrink your head.
Fuck you.
Go to a head shrinker. Yeah, I think you have definitely have a slant towards fat people.
I don't.
Yeah, you do.
I don't.
No, it's obvious.
It's not.
It is.
It's not.
If I'm not the only one saying it, then it's maybe it's, you have a problem.
It's you three, and that's it. No one else has ever.
Yeah, because you're never
anything.
Around any other fat people. That's why. That's exactly why.
That's not true. That's not true.
I.
If I was sexually attracted to a fat guy, I would have sex with him. I just. It's
yeah, but
never
why does
happened.
It keep going back to the, like the dating? I'm talking about in general. Like,
in general, I. You guys are my friends.
On Thursday nights. And no, show related things.
Would
never
you,
outside.
Would you hook
show.
Up if we were all single? Would you hook any of your fat
ew.
Guy? Not Chris on. Not you, Chris, because you're skinny. But
I'm not skinny.
Guy, fat, yes, you are. Fat guy, would you hook up
Chris
a fat guy?
Chris is freak show
friend?
Thin.
Yeah. Yeah, my friends have dated fat guys before.
Thank you.
That's so unconvincing. It's not even funny. Yeah, I.
My friends have dated fat, disgusting yeah. people before.
I can drive a stick.
Oh my God, you guys are evil.
It's all because.
Listen, we don't hate fat people.
I
yeah,
don't.
We are fat people.
You don't like fat girls?
I listen. I it's not that I now if you were to talk about dating, I wouldn't date fat girls.
Right.
But I had fat girl friends that were girls. That
I
were
have
fat
friends.
I don't believe that either.
I never see one.
Yeah,
picture
not one
friend.
Picture. You don't hang out with them. You probably just talk to them through Messenger or something.
That is so not true.
Yeah, you'd be like, oh, I can't even imagine them with their fat fingers typing this message right now.
I'll tell you what. I would rather date a chick who's a little overweight than date a chick who has a six pack. And is like ripped.
I don't like six packs on women or ripped
I think
women.
It's fucking
yeah,
disgusting.
No, I
think
never.
It's so gross.
I never.
I would totally
it's,
rather.
It's,
have
you
it,
might as well pop a cock on. What's the point? I don't want to. Yeah. I don't want to date a woman who's like shredded. That's
no,
gross.
It's gross.
It's those CrossFit chicks, man.
Oh. And girls who do that, forget it. I don't want to. Because that's all they fucking talk about.
Yeah, that's my girlfriend.
Yeah, I couldn't deal with
but
it.
But thankfully, she's not shredded like that. Thank God. Yeah. I keep telling her, I was like, the moment I see an ab, I'm out. I told her, if I see an ab, I'm out. I'm not dating a dude.
On you or her.
Yeah, I'm not, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm not dating a dude. I'm sorry. I'm just not. I don't want to feel a woman's six pack or four pack or eight pack. Because then it's like, I can never get turned on again. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
That's
it's
gross.
Like the crying game. Yeah. Oh, God. I couldn't do it. I need. I don't mind flat stomachs, you know, but they can't be, you know. Oh God, no way. That's just such a turn off. I don't like it. Like you know, I'm in University City a lot in Philly, and there's always a lot of college chicks like running around. And when they're wearing like you know sleeveless shirts or whatever, some of them you can see they got like guns. I'm just like
yeah,
ooh.
Ugh.
Like ew, no. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like, nobody wants to see that shit. You know, it's like, jerk your dick right off. Yeah, I mean, that's such a fucking turn. I don't like bodybuilding chicks or, you know,
mm-mm.
It's just, ugh, stop it. Stop it. This makes me grossed out. And, you know, and it's funny. It's like, The guys that get all like built like that, you know, see, there's the opposite of what I was saying earlier. A lot of girls would like to have guys that are like that, as opposed to men don't want girls like in that good of shape. You know
no,
what I'm saying?
No, because it's like masculine.
And, you know,
exactly.
And not
but
only
some people don't think it is. Like women that get into that shape, they don't think that they're masculine.
No, they don't.
They don't. They think that they're just really fit. And yes, technically you are. But you're also you're you know traditionally you're looking mannish.
Yeah, it's just and it's not even the way they look. girls who work out that often are so fucking annoying. Like, that's all. Like, I have a couple friends like that on Facebook, and
dude,
everything, every post is like, fit this, fit that, fit my cock in your mouth. Shut up.
That's all.
Shut the fuck
that's
up.
That's all I hear.
I'm so sick of it.
My girlfriend has the same fucking weekly routine. And for some reason, when I talk to her on the phone every night, I have to hear about it.
Guess what I did?
Kicks? Punches? Lunges? Wow. No shit. That's new. It's like nobody cares.
Oh, my God.
Good for you. I mean, I'm proud of her.
I did lunges on the way to the fridge tonight. Yeah.
Dude, the other day, she's going to kill me if she's listening to this. The other day, she's making a fucking protein shake, right? Mm-hmm. You know how you have to shake the blender bottle real good to break up all that powder, mm-hmm. right? She's actually doing lunges in the kitchen while she's shaking the bottle. Like, she's doing squats, not lunges. She's doing squats. And I walk in and I'm like, I went to go get a bottle of water. I walk in, I just see her going up and down.
You should put your face underneath
her. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? And she starts laughing. Like, she's the kind of girl who tries to fit an exercise in almost anything she does. It drives me insane. Like, sometimes we're going to bed, right? And I'll go and, like, brush my teeth in the bathroom. When I come out, she's on the floor doing sit-ups. And I'm like, huh? What the fuck is going on here? Like, you're doing calisthenics before bed? Like, that doesn't make sense. And then there are times where, like, I'll be sleeping in bed, and I guess if she can't sleep, she literally starts doing not sit-ups, but you know how you raise your legs?
Yeah.
And then raise your upper body too, kind of like a V mm-hmm. type thing. She starts doing that in bed, and I can feel the bed moving. I'm like, I turn around and I see her doing it. She's like, you know, like kind of has her arms out like towards her toes, and I'm just like, are you fucking serious right now?
Get the fuck out!
It's time for bed.
Yeah.
Come on. She's neurotic about
it. That's crazy.
Listen, man. I mean, I'm happy for her. And I told her, I was like, if you think that I'm ever going to get to your level, I don't plan on it. I won't be running with you. We went to the park last Sunday, right? Went to go walk. We had breakfast. Went to go walk at the park. So she's training for a fucking, not marathon, but like a mini run. It's like a 15K. Oh, so
that's a mini run?
Yeah, it's a mini. It's not a marathon, that's for sure. And it's like a couple weeks away. So the park we walk at is 2.7 miles all the way around the track, like all the way around the park. So I'm like, I'm walking it once. That's it. No, you know, whatever. The longest ever or the shortest ever took me to walk that park was like 48 minutes. And I was like, I ain't no way I'm topping that today. But I did. Well, I told her, run around the park twice and then catch up to me. Well, she never caught up to me because she didn't expect me walking that fast, I guess, because she had already started ahead of me running. So I was already around before she even got around. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And she thought I cheated, right? But she saw me walking. Like, there's no way I could have cheated because where she was like the car and where I was far away. So she saw me. So she's like, all right, what the fuck happened? Like, how do we miss each other? But the park's
got get a ride?
Yeah. I took a golf cart around, smoked a couple cigarettes, had some, you know, sandwiches.
Do you smoke cigarettes when you walk?
No, never. No. No, that's retarded. They'll fucking kick me right out of there. It's just stupid.
Wait, is it an inside place?
No. It's a park. But it just looks stupid.
Oh, okay.
I would smack someone that was smoking in the park walking.
I've done it.
That's retarded. I'd smack you. But
I wanted a cigarette. Fuck those people.
Right. I just wait. I wait till I get back to the car. I can hold off, you know. And then so anyway, she's doing like lunges and I'm like, I'm done, man. I'm ready to go. Like, I don't do this shit on your own time. Like, what the fuck? This is my time now.
Lunge all the way back to the house because I'm taking the car.
Yeah, right, exactly. I'm like, you might as well just run home then. You're only like 7 miles away.
Yeah.
But it's crazy. Like, you know, she's so into it. And I'm like, ugh. And sometimes I don't want to hear it. You know, and I probably, you know, make her feel bad. But I'm just letting her know. Like, and I tell her all the time, I'm proud of you. You always look good and this and that. You know, I compliment her a lot. But then when she just starts talking my ear off about exercise, I mean, she's such a fast talker that, like, I used to be like, yo, slow down. I don't know what the fuck you're saying. Now I just let her go. It's like, I didn't know anything she said, but I just let her go because it makes her feel good. You know what I mean? It's like, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's great. That's good for you. What'd you say?
You're snoring on the other end of the phone.
I mean, she knows. She knows she talks fast. So, like, I always have to be like, yeah, you lost me. She runs laps when she talks. Like, I mean, I can't keep
she's
up.
She's full of energy.
She is. She's way too much fucking energy.
She's your polar opposite.
Exactly. Exactly. Yep.
Jeez.
I'm a polar bear. She's my polar opposite. It's tough, though. Like, you know, I didn't know. I mean, I wasn't sure how this would work. And some reason we find some sort of balance that, you know, makes everything, you know, even keel. But it's just like, sometimes, man, I just don't want to fucking hear it. Like, she's
shut the fuck up.
She's complaining that, you know, her kickboxing instructor is raised the price on her without even telling her first, and just like deducts the money out of her car. And I'm like, all right, you got a legitimate beef.
Yeah.
Let somebody know about it. You know what I mean? That's ridiculous, you know? But she won't do it. She won't say anything, you know,
why?
To her. Well, she loves this instructor. She's been going to her for years. So
yeah, but it's not a bad thing. It's all like
that's what I said.
Shit.
I was
just like, hey,
yeah,
next time you're going to raise the price, give me a fucking heads up.
Yeah. Well, she ended up having a conversation with her, and she's like, she said something along the lines of, "Oh, well, the price was supposed to go up a long time ago. I don't know why you're just now, you know." And I was just like, "Wow, that wasn't the answer we were all expecting."
Yeah.
You know.
Well, then a long time ago, you should have given me the heads up.
But now she's like, "I don't know if I'm going back anymore," because she's really upset about it. You know, mm-hmm. It's really bothering.
I don't
bothering.
Blame her.
I don't either. That's what I said. I was like,
as well.
But the only problem is, there's not. She doesn't have access to a lot of places that do that kind
kickboxing.
Of stuff, right? Yeah, like there's turbo kickbox. There's like all kinds of weird shit that they do, and I'm just like, I don't know. You know, she has three different classes she takes a week: yoga, kickboxing, Pilates. And I'm just like, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of money. And I'm just like, man, good for you, but.
Does she pay in quarters or like by the month?
She buys like packages.
She pays in change.
They have packages. Like, you know, you can get like 14 classes or 10 classes or 5 classes at a time. But, man, it's really, really like. Empty in her pockets, though.
Yeah, that shit's expensive. When taking those dance classes, it was fucking
right. Like all that kind of stuff that you take, whether it's like martial arts or whatever, that shit's costs fucking money.
Expensive,
buddy.
Especially if it's a small class.
Buddy I work with, his fucking son plays ice hockey. It's like $13,000 a year to play.
$13,000
a year, yeah. And they don't play from fucking January to December
because it's ice time. You're paying for ice.
It's ridiculous. I'm sitting there. I'm like, holy shit, dude. I'm like, are you selling meth part time?
Right?
Like,
seriously, how does he afford that?
What the fuck? Like, that's insane. Like, I don't understand that at all.
Part-time job.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow, dude, that's crazy. I'm like thinking, if I ever had kids, they can't play ice hockey.
Not all places like that. My nephew plays ice hockey.
It's competitive. It's not like rec games. It's competitive.
Travel
it isn't
team.
Like the shit that they did. This
like
is
they
like
travel to other states.
They traveled all across the country to play.
It's like a club, like a hockey club.
Okay.
Yeah, something like that.
Kind of like the soccer clubs do that. They go up and down the East Coast.
Oh, okay,
down.
So like not like little league.
No. It's
advanced.
Like high school. It's like
Jesus
real
Christ.
Competitive.
Fuck that.
But it's just like, wow, that's fucking expensive.
She should get a kickboxing bag or whatever and just like learn it.
It's
on
not
her
the
own.
Same. It's not about that. She enjoys having that, like, you know, I think she gets more motivation from
being
having someone,
yeah,
and having people around doing the same thing. Like, she tries harder.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know what I mean? And it's like, well, you know, if that's what you want, then obviously you got to keep going or find somebody else to do it or whatever. It's, you know.
That blows.
Yeah, but that's if that's what you want.
No, I mean, it blows that they raise the price on her.
But you know what, though? That shit happens all the time. You had to expect it wasn't going to be that price forever. She's been going to this chick for like 4 fucking years. Like, you ain't going to pay the same. I'm surprised she's paying the same this long. Usually, every year they would raise it or every couple years. It's been 4 years, and now they're raising the price on her.
And that's fine, but they should still let her fucking know about it.
Without a doubt. You should always let your customers know. When you're going to raise the price on
that's
them.
Some shady shit.
I mean, because some people have multiple accounts and they just keep just enough money that they need.
Right.
Like, what if that fucking bounced because
but that's,
they raised the price?
Well, that was her concern. It was like, you know, what if that was during a time where I have to pay all the bills, you know, and it took out and before my next check came in? Then what? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, then I would have had to pay overdraft fees and, you know, and I'm like, oh, and I was. I was like, that's a legitimate gripe, and you should definitely talk to her and say, listen, you know, what's the deal with the increase? Why didn't you let me know? That kind of thing. She just confronted her about the increase, and then that's when she got the whole, oh, well, it was supposed to be higher a long time ago. I don't know why it's just happening now.
That's a cunty thing.
Yeah. So I'm like, and that's why she's like, I don't know if I want to go anymore because
I don't blame her. Fuck
yeah, exactly. I mean, if I were her, I would have said, well, that's fine. But then a long time ago, you should have told me that the price was going to
go up.
When
you first did it.
Right.
Well, when you first
wanted to. Is she like super sweet? Who? Your girl?
It depends on who it is. Yeah.
So because she really likes this woman, she's having a hard time confronting her about it.
Right. Because, you know, she's been there for 4 years. She's done it, you know.
You think they'd have some type of loyalty towards her.
You think, but there's no loyalty in business. There really isn't.
Touché.
Yeah. It's just, you know. And this woman, I never met her. But I can tell you from what I've seen, like every once in a while they'll film an actual class and they'll put it on local cable. And my girl's been on it. And, you know, and I'll watch
That's cool.
Yeah, I'll watch it. And I'm like, oh, you know, you do a really good job and stuff. And I got to be honest with you. I don't like her instructor at all.
Why?
I think she's an arrogant. She's cunty. For sure.
She sounds cunty.
I mean, she's not cunt. Like, she comes off really nice, but you could just tell she's hiding cunt. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's in there. It's
Does she
there.
Look like she could be a lesbian?
No, no, not at all. No, she's in phenomenal shape. She's, like, in her mid-40s. She has that stomach we all don't want. Us guys don't want to see. She has big fake titties. She basically reinvented herself. She was probably a housefrau who got... You know, her husband treated her like shit. She probably didn't look that good. I can see how maybe when she was younger, she didn't look that great. She, like, totally changed everything.
Did you say housefrau?
Yeah. Like, she was married, has kids, but now she's not married to that guy anymore. Like, she reinvented herself. She got into this fitness kick and then became this person. And it's like, yeah, I could still see what you really are.
Some people find Jesus.
It's like, yeah. Some people find abs. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
And they still hide cunt.
I think it's funny that we just talked about how much we don't like talking about exercise for like the past half hour.
I know. I never said I don't like exercise.
No, don't like talking about it.
I will say this. I don't like the idea of going to a gym.
Going to the gym sucks.
I don't even want to go to the gym if I was in good shape because I know it's a waste of money because it's boring. It gets so boring.
Fucking boring.
It's mundane. It's repetitive. There's no fun.
If you go with a friend, it's not bad.
No, it's not, you know what? It gets bad then too because you don't work out as hard when you're with
somebody. That's true.
You right?
Yeah.
You talk more.
Me and Biff will go to the gym together and we talk our asses off.
Right. I mean, and that's the fun part because you forget you're at the gym, but then you realize you didn't fucking go as hard as you wanted.
We burned 19 calories today.
Right, exactly. You do a better job on your own, but you hate it more.
I hate it.
Exactly. Because it sucks. It's like, now, if you want to keep a guy's membership at the gym, you might as well have instructors there topless. They're going to be bouncing up and down in front of you when you're on the treadmill or something. Because really, other than that, there's no way to keep someone – who doesn't like to go to the gym to keep going to the gym.
I don't know anybody that likes to go to the gym.
Oh, no. No, I know.
You do?
Yeah.
I've never met one person. I know people that all do it, and they do it because it's routine, but they don't like it. They're like, no, I hate it, but I want to look good.
My girl has a routine, but it's a different thing every day of the week. So it's like Monday.
So she works out every single day.
Every single day except Saturday and sometimes Sunday, but Sunday usually she fits in a run. So Saturday is really her only day off because she'll work in the day and then we'll hang out at night and that's
just relax.
Right. But she still tries to fit a run in on a Sunday.
And she's squatting when
squatting, fucking
and
lunging,
doing like,
squatting, lunging. Yeah.
Whatever the fuck those things
are. Ridiculous. It's just like, all right, stop. We'd be in the store.
Wait, when you guys
and she'd start lunging, and I treat her like she's my kid. I'm like, you better stop right now. Like it drives me.
I would just push her over.
Does she work out when you guys are on vacation?
Yes. Oh my god, we went on vacation last year, and she found out that they had a spin class or some shit, and she was like, I'm doing it. And I'm like, yeah, it's at like 6:30 in the morning. We're on vacation. Like, who the fuck wants to get up at 6:30 in the morning?
Go spin me a margarita. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, go spin me a pina colada. You know,
go lunge your ass to the bar.
Right. Go lunge your ass to the muffin counter. Like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, sure enough, no matter how drunk we got the night before, she's up at the crack of fucking dawn getting ready to go to spin class. And I'm just like, and
that's like the best thing for
Annie. By the time I get there, they just got like 10 minutes left, and I'm sitting in, because it's right, there's a courtyard right next to where they are. It's like a little auditorium where they do this, you know, aerobics and shit. So I'm sitting in the courtyard just basking in the sun with my first drink of the day. It's probably like 8:30 in the morning. I shouldn't be up, but I am. And I'm just waiting, and I see her walking out. She's drenched, and she's like, all right, let's go to breakfast. I'm like,
go take a shower. Yeah. You smell like a foot.
An anchovy's cunt. No, but I'm sitting there. I'm like, really? Like, you're – and she's still energetic. She's never tired. I'm just like, how do you fucking do that, man?
The only way I'm seeing 6:30 on vacation is if I'm still awake from the night before.
Right.
There's no way I'm getting up that early on vacation.
Well, in all honesty, though, we only stayed up late like two nights. We were pretty much – because we get up so early that we literally be doing shit all day and by like 10:30.
And the sun beating
on
you all day.
Yeah, dude, you're fucking
still.
Fried.
Even if you're in bed at 11:30, I'm still not getting up at 6:30.
I agree.
Fuck that shit.
But you know what? I'm so used to getting up at 3:30 in the morning every day.
Yeah.
For me to get up at 8, it was like great. Yeah. You know, it felt like –
I'm used to waking up at 3 in the afternoon. So 6:30 in the morning, fuck that.
But yeah, on vacation, she'll go for runs and shit, like on the beach. And I'm fuck? I'm sitting there and I'm like, you know, I'm just sucking down the last sip of my, you know, mixed drink. And I'm eating the pineapple. Like, you go, honey. like cheering her on as she runs by. You go, honey. You know, like.
Yeah, but even going down the shore here, you always see people running on the beach on the boardwalk.
That's badass.
Yeah.
It's cool to do that.
You know, I would ride a bike. That's about it. Mm. But I ain't running or jogging or walking.
I'd run if they're giving away free pizza at the other end of the boardwalk.
Beach pizza is good, too, man.
So good.
Beach pizza is good.
It is. It's the bomb.
Yeah.
But, uh-oh.
You're single.
I'm buzzing. It was Zumba is what she was doing.
Oh.
Zumba.
Oh. Sorry.
Sorry, honey.
Zumba.
It was Zumba, and we're done. Yeah, but I mean, she's listen, man. I swear, I get tired watching her. You know, when she gears up and she goes running, I'm just like, oh, I could go for a nap right now. Like, you really like? I am so unbelievably opposite of that. Just, I wouldn't run if I was on fire. I'd just be like, ah, fuck it. You know, I'm just gonna burn. I'm not gonna stop dropping roll. I'm just gonna burn.
Oh my god!
But yeah, man, and it is hard to, you know, deal with sometimes because it just becomes overwhelming. Because that's her whole life. When she's not at work, that's what all she does. It's all she cares about besides, you know, her family, me, her friends, whatever. And it's like, ooh, it's hard to get used to that. You know, that's her hobby. It's like imagine being with someone who on their downtime likes to, I don't know, kill puppies. You know what I mean? Like,
wow.
It's hard to get along with that. You know what I mean? It's just every once in a while, you're just like, wow, man, this is overwhelming.
But the way that it balances is because you never see her during the week, really, right?
Yeah, I mean, every once in a blue moon, but weekends, it's like still, I still see her. And she's not even going as much as she does during the week. But I hear about it during the week when we're on the phone. You know, I'd be like, how was your day? Great. I just got in an awesome workout. I'm like, all right, I got to go. Dinner's ready. I got to go. It's like, stop it. Like, just once I want to hear her have a bad day. You know what I mean? Like, today sucked. I fucking hate my job.
I got in a great workout today, too. I walked downstairs and I realized I left my wallet upstairs. So I had to go back up the steps.
That's so funny you said that. I did that exact thing before I came here tonight. I'm like, well, there's my exercise for the day. Yeah, it's just like, just once I want to hear just fucking rain fire. Like, I had a horrible day. I hate my job. My gym sucks. I dropped a dumbbell on my foot. I lunged and popped something. Like, you know, like, I just want to hear her go ape shit and be like, yeah, that's my girl. Welcome to my world. Every day she has a good day. Every fucking day she has a good day. And it's just like, how That's is good. This possible?
That is good. I don't know why you're angry about it.
How is, no, look at you talking to.
Because I got to hear about it. Your great day. And I'm like, what's so great about that? Because I'm not
because
I'm not into it. That's why. So to me, it's like, that sounds not fun at all. You know, how was your day? Great. I had a half a day of work. I've been laying in bed all day watching every TV show I recorded all week. It's a wonderful day.
How was your day? I binge watched season one of The Wire. It was fantastic.
Yeah. Hold on a second. Let me finish my super big gulp. It's my third one today. What a day. My brother just chimed in. It takes a true fat person to compare exercise to murdering puppies.
Fucking right.
Touche, bro. Touche.
Did you see Missy's face?
Oh my god, that's great. Hilarious. Good
You're
times.
Fucking insane.
Good times. Good times. All right, we'll take a little break.
I'm going to lunge my way downstairs.
I'm going to squat.
Do some burpees on the way down.
Burpees?
What's a burpee?
I don't know. It sounds interesting.
Sounds like a seat.
Yeah, I think it's when you... I don't even know, man. I'm not even
a burpee.
Right now.
I'm good.
I only know one...
Sorry. I got overzealous.
I don't know about a burpee. I'll take a Slurpee.
All right, we'll be back. Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes.
The fuck?
You
of want course.
To talk about their amazing collars?
Do you know what their amazing collars are yet, miss?
I know that they're 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
Right.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15, not even 20. 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors. Red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour 2.
Ding.
Classic.
Ding.
National.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn
and
right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd.
And on mic.
And on mic. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there just laughing.
One of these days he's gonna have a heart attack.
Exciting deals. Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.
And we're back. We're discussing foods.
Gluten.
Gluten. What's a gluten?
What's a gluten?
Calories.
Anything good for you?
Gluten.
A glutton.
Yeah, that's me. I'm a 7 deadly sin.
All 7?
2. I'm 2. Sloth and gluttony.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I can't take talking about exercising. I feel worse.
I don't. I mean, I just, because I don't care about it. Don't care about it. I love, you know what? Here's the one thing that's always pissed me off. Always. When people that aren't in as bad a shape as you talk about how fat they are. And they
that drives me insane.
My girlfriend.
She says she's fat?
She says it all. She's like, man, I got fat. I got to lose weight. And I'm like, fuck you. Like, seriously, like that's my reaction. I'm like, you know how insulting that is? You're saying that
it is
to
insulting.
An obese person. Like, like, you know what I mean? Like, what is wrong with you? Keep that shit to yourself. Like, seriously, like, what's wrong with you?
She doesn't look at you as fat. That's why.
Yeah, you're big boned.
Yeah, big boned.
I'm pleasantly plump.
You're muscular. Your arm doesn't swing.
I'm fuscular. I'm fuscular. Fat muscular.
I don't think she looks at, you know.
My girl doesn't care.
Is this like a shallow hell thing?
She doesn't care.
Like where
she don't
can't
care.
Really see it?
No, she doesn't care. She knows I'm fat. She doesn't give a shit.
She sees it.
Yo, remember, this girl pursued me.
That's true, she did.
Right. And it was like pretty much where I'm at now, weight-wise. So it's not like I was this thin guy she met, you know, that one weekend down the shore.
So she is this battered woman syndrome where
No, her ex was just a piece of shit. Like he was just a
was he slender
asshole. He was more on the thinner side, yeah. Mm. Just like maybe, you know, he wasn't like in perfect shape.
Yeah, but,
he's
like
not
scrawny,
no, it wasn't scrawny, but he was definitely not fat.
Okay.
He was more average build. You know what I mean? She actually, after they broke up, before we met, she was dating a guy who was a fitness instructor. He was like a bodybuilder.
She and probably didn't like the fact that
she
talked about
fucking
exercise all the time.
She fucking hated that dude. She hated that dude. Yeah, that would
guy,
be.
He
that
doesn't would stop be, talking about exercise.
That would be ironic.
I need a fat dude.
Yeah.
Fuck this. Yeah.
Maybe I want to have sex
maybe
with a
I
fat
like
guy.
Fat guys.
Man, after, does she go from one extreme to the other?
She
yeah. Fitness instructor to can't fit in this car.
Fit in these pants, to fit in this shirt, fit in these socks. I'm hanging out of my underwear over here. Yeah, man, she's just like, oh, I couldn't stand him, man.
Man, it's time to give the fat guys a shot.
Hey.
Were you fat when you started dating your wife?
I've never been.
Marco's like a weird type of fat. Like, he's not like full fat. He's. Mark, you're not. You never were.
Well.
No. He definitely doesn't. If you look at
you
his legs
oh,
in
yeah,
the summertime.
Chicken legs.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I mean.
How do you think he broke his ankle stepping off a step?
I thought it was kicking her to the curb. No, but he's always, like, he's just been more top heavy, but not even that bad. He's so fucking tall.
You are really tall.
Yeah.
How tall are you?
6'1".
Yeah, I mean, he's But compared to me, I'm like a midget next to
him. How tall are you?
I'm like 5'11".
Thanks.
Chris,
well, you just have a fat head, so it doesn't matter how tall you are.
Chris is a lollipop.
I'd rather be your size, Chris. Trust me at this point.
How tall are you? Are you short too?
5'9".
That's not
short. I would kill to be your size. Because you can lose the weight. Yeah. I can't grow.
You put like insole stepper things in your
You can cut your head off and put it on his body. Yeah, but I mean, that's the thing. It's like, he's not really, I wouldn't really consider him fat. He's like, you know, overweight at best, you know?
Fat pig.
Like, he could still wear, he can go to a store, he can go to any store and buy clothing.
You can't do that?
I can now. I couldn't before, but I didn't buy clothing because I'm like, oh, I'll just pull out all the fat clothes I still have from before. It's like I have storage.
Is it a box that's fat box?
It's like, yeah, fat storage.
Fat storage.
Yeah, but I mean, it's really, it's not difficult for you to go. You can go to any store. Like if you want to buy a jersey or a jacket, you can go to any store and get it.
I think it's kind of cool that all of us are losing weight at the same time.
I think it's, yeah.
Summertime's coming.
Yeah, weird thing is none of us discussed this.
We didn't. Yeah. And then all of a sudden we just started talking about it. It's like, oh yeah, I'm losing weight too. Oh yeah, you're losing weight.
Yeah,
Chris is the only one that's maintained losing weight, I feel. You've been skinny for like a year.
Listen, yeah. It's going to turn around.
No,
he's ready for the beer.
I don't think so. No. I think you've gone long enough now to where it's become part of your weekly routine.
Yeah, but it sucks.
Yeah, well, no one said it was fun.
It's not easy.
But see, you go to the gym, and I frown
no,
upon
not
that.
So much anymore.
Oh no,
yeah, I really.
So then you're eating healthier then if you're not.
Yes.
Eating. Well, then that's
there
you
the
go.
Part that sucks.
Yeah, but like you said, you still have what you want from time to time.
Yeah, from time
so
to time.
What's the big deal? I mean, you're
he
still
wants to
eating
eat
a whole
the
pizza
food.
Once a month as opposed to once a week.
But see, that's the thing, and that's what I had to try to keep remembering. It's like, well, it's always going to be there. It's not like pizza's going out of business. You know what I mean? Unless I keep eating it. So it's just like, you know, why do I have to have it every week? You know? Like, I'll probably enjoy it more if I have it once a month or, you know, whatever.
It is so fucking delicious when I do have it.
Right, exactly. You appreciate
yeah,
it
yeah, because
more.
you're like, you're working towards a goal and it's eat that whole pizza.
The last time I ordered pizza, I was so happy when it got there. I tipped delivery guy like $7. Like, here, take
it. You're like, everything.
Can I write you a check? You take bonds?
I gave him a 20. He was getting ready to change. Nah, just keep go. Yeah, keep just it. Get out of here. Keep He's like it. Starving.
It's keep going. It. Down.
Keep him coming.
See you in an hour. That's funny. That's good though, Chris, that you stay in slim, because it will help you in the dating field. Like, you know.
Yeah,
it does.
I kind of like plateaued where I'm at. Like, I'll bounce. You know, for the last year, I've been bouncing between like 195 and 205, but I can't get below that. And I think it has to be because I'm not working out much.
You got to work out harder.
I do.
Yeah. Or maybe you have to do different workouts. That usually helps.
I've switched it up a bunch of times.
You know, but I do just, burpees.
Fuck that.
She said burpees, not slurpees.
I'm so hungry.
Well, they say if you do like, do workouts to confuse your muscles, you'll burn more calories. You know what I mean?
Right. Because
you're working out more. Like, for instance, if you swim and you never swim,
Swimming is banging for your body. It is.
Right, exactly. I mean, you go from one end of the pool to the other end of the pool until you can't swim no more, and then just stay afloat and keep your arms and legs moving. Dude, I'm telling you, that shit, because you don't do it often, you do that, there's changing it up.
Is there a pool at your gym?
Yeah.
Fucking do it.
Yeah. Public pools. Yes, it's a
cesspool. Oh, God, I know.
Yeah, but it's not kids. I mean,
yeah, but it is gross. I get it.
You got sweaty people go in there, you know. I know the chlorine kills it, but still.
Yeah.
How many people pissed in that pool?
I dread going to like water parks and shit like that.
I don't do water parks. Fuck that. That's so disgusting.
I don't mind like the lazy river. That's fun.
Yeah, it's still people.
It's relaxing as shit.
They still piss themselves.
And there's like hot tubs in my gym, and I can never do that because fucking Robert Schimmel and stand up said it's like a dick cappuccino.
Yeah, I don't do hot tubs. That's gross. Mm-hmm. Jacuzzis, hot tub, that's nasty. That's so gross.
Yeah, it's
the
nasty.
Fucking pube soup.
I don't like hot water. Fuck that.
You don't like hot water?
Hot tubs are the best.
I hate hot water.
You're not at a gym, but.
Even in a shower, you don't
like
hot shower?
Yeah, I take cold showers.
Really?
I hate hot water.
Take cold showers? Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why you're such a bitch.
Maybe.
I take cold showers in the summertime when
your
it's really hot.
Your nipples get hard.
They do.
Creep.
I know. That was so creepy.
I didn't even. That was like.
Your
I never
nipples
even,
must get hard.
That never even
like,
entered my
did you
fucking
mean to keep
atmosphere.
To yourself,
well, as soon
Marco?
As you said it, I looked.
Did I say that out loud?
Marco's like, wait, I didn't say that
do you,
out loud.
Let
right?
me ask you this. Do you have the sliding doors or do you have the shower curtain?
I have a shower curtain.
Okay. So, like, when she turns around, sometimes they rub up against
the
curtain. It's like a pencil through a curtain. It's like, whoa, what's that? You see that? You have to duck if you're, like, at the sink. Whoa, what's that?
Yeah, hot water is gross.
I hate shower curtains.
Really?
After like a while, they get kind of grimy. You know what I mean?
Change the liner.
Nah, I know. But even
that's a pain in the ass.
It is a pain in the ass.
But it feels like you accomplished something.
I like
when
the doors. I like the doors, man.
The doors are awesome. Yeah. My shower is shaped really bizarre.
Uh-huh.
Like you probably couldn't take a shower in my shower because it's too
probably
short.
Not.
Really?
She was going to say because you're too fat.
Well, no, then she'd be looking at me, not him. That's what I was like, waiting for. I was like, I'm over here.
Like, when I stand in my shower, I can see over my shower curtain. And then it's
that's
like,
creepy.
That's like Shizzle shower in Cape May.
Yes.
Dude, that thing freaks me out. He's got this old-fashioned, like cast iron tub.
Yeah.
You like
that's
the
cool.
old-school ones, you know, which is probably worth a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's got that pole that has the circle with the shower. That shit freaks me the fuck out.
I want to take a shower in there. Does he still live there?
I don't think he ever lived there. It's his family's house.
All right.
I don't know if they still have. I don't know.
Yeah, just drop by and take a shower.
Yeah. I'm sure they won't mind.
Like,
leave the curtain open.
I met you once.
Sean will be peeking through the door.
Yeah, leave the curtain open. Sean will be right outside the curtain. Like
waiting for the hard nipple.
Yeah.
I got a piece.
I think she caught me
actually,
with her nipple
I don't think
ring.
He would. That one time we hung out, I think you destroyed his confidence for like a month.
No, I didn't.
And he's fucking
she's like,
not
you
fat
have
at all.
No shot at fucking me. That's what she was telling him
no
all
shit.
Night.
No shit, you said that though?
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
I heard you say
no, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Wow.
And he's didn't. Fucking in
I was,
shape.
I was probably joking.
Hi, Sean.
Oh, so he does have a shot.
No, he has no shot.
Hi, Sean. My name is Narcissist.
I know. Apparently, I shouldn't be that way because I'm not all that. I'm all that in my world, all right?
You have trouble finding a man.
I've been going on
oh
dates.
Oh, my God. Shut up.
You've been going
you
on dates?
Cunt.
Yeah. Wait, I didn't say it. He said it.
No, I was talking to him.
Oh, I just assume I'm always the cunt.
No. No, I didn't say cunt. I was about to say condescending motherfucker.
So you've been on dates?
Yeah.
How's that going?
Good. Yeah, I mean, it's nothing serious. Like, I don't.
Well, no, if you just start going on dates, how can it be serious? So I'm pregnant.
No shots in the back of the throat yet?
No. Not at all. No. No. Not at all. Not even a little bit. Fuck you. God damn it. I wish I was half the whore you guys thought I was.
So what's a typical
thing? I don't know about that. I don't think you want to. I don't think you want to wish that.
Really? Hey, is that bad?
I mean, half the whore that we think she is.
She's half a whore.
Like shoe pool.
That's not bad. That. That's an interactive date.
Yeah. It's been fun.
Anywhere? Did you do dinner? It's like you go out to dinner anywhere?
Mm-hmm. No.
No,
I'm on a diet.
Does it matter? If the guy
so you can't
dinner.
Go out to dinner because you're on a diet?
Well, I would just rather drink.
She wants to get fucked up and stroke his
kill. She wants to try to be half a whore, apparently.
No, I'm not getting laid.
Well.
So have you gone on second dates?
Not yet. No? But I've been asked out on second dates.
And you've said?
Said it, I'll let you know.
I'll let you know. Like your shit don't stink.
No, it's nothing
is
to
that,
do with
is
that.
Is that because they just didn't feel connection?
No, she's like, I'll call you.
No, I would tell you. I would tell you seriously why, but I feel like you're just going to make fun of me.
I tell you what. No okay. matter what you say, I won't make fun of you.
I don't believe you.
I'm giving you my word.
Okay. I think that everybody just wants to have sex with me, and I need to get over that. So
why would I make fun of you for that?
I don't know, because
well,
being
you're already
narcissistic.
Yeah, but that's without yeah. that's a given.
What do you think the goal is on every single date
is
ever?
To get laid, right?
Yeah.
So
I mean,
like,
that's nothing bad.
Why do you think people act
if
like
you go out
a
on
certain
a,
way when they first meet?
I know.
If yeah. you go out on a date and the guy doesn't want to have sex with you,
that's
when you have the problem.
It's obvious.
Yeah.
It's obvious. They'd be like, yo, can you go talk to that chick for me? Yeah, we're going to go Dutch on this one. I'll tell you what, I'll get you next time. You get this one.
You're absolutely correct.
Right? Okay.
So, but what's
see,
the,
that's the end game for every man. It's like,
yeah.
gotta get this chick into bed.
Which I get. Right. I understand the whole mentality.
But you control that.
It exactly.
could be 2 dates. It could be 5 dates. It could be 10 dates.
It could be 2 minutes. Oh, you open a car door?
See, I feel like I'm giving off a wrong impression. Because since I'm saying that I don't want a boyfriend, but then I'm going on these dates, I think it's confusing them.
Well, it depends on how you present it, how you meet them. How did you meet them? How did you meet
them? I met some through friends.
Okay.
I met some on Tinder.
Okay. Well, Tinder, you know, that if they're looking for love on Tinder, then you automatically shouldn't be on a date with them. Shouldn't
okay.
be at a date. It should be right
they
to the room.
Get mm-hmm. sex.
Yeah, that's...
But I told them straight up before the date, like, I'm not going to have sex with you.
And they showed up?
Yeah.
Come on. A guy sees that as a challenge.
It depends on the guy. I'm
yeah,
lazy. I'd be
so
like,
too.
Well, you know what? You're better off. Yeah. Somebody
else. What else are you doing on Wednesday night?
That's a fucking waste go. Of fucking money. I could buy that pizza and tip that guy $7.
She says she's not going to fuck him. She might blow him. She might give him a handy.
Yeah, yeah. Keep thinking that way.
No.
When girls say that, you're done. You're done. You're done. Unless you root. If you Cosby her, that's different.
Oh, my God.
You know? That's totally different. But if you're, you know, if it's going to be one of those things where she's going to watch what she drinks, you
best
stop
fuck
by
that.
Showing
yeah.
up.
Absolutely.
That's when you're in bed by 11.
And don't forget, there's girls out there that can drink men under the table.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're, like, you know, a fucking half a keg in and they're still not giving it up, well, you just wasted your fucking night. You might as well give her your wallet and walk away at that point.
Well, do you have any advice for me then? What
for,
I,
what
well,
are you looking
like,
to
well, when
accomplish?
People say, like, well, what are you looking for? Should I not say not a boyfriend?
Listen, if you're really not looking for anything serious, maybe dating isn't exactly – like going on dates probably isn't your best scenario.
Okay.
Maybe like meet – like okay, so for an example, you met someone through friends, right? Mm-hmm. So instead of going on a date, why don't you guys just like hang out with other friends a little bit more – a few more times? And in each time you guys are wow with friends, you guys talk a little bit more each, you know, together.
Right.
That way it doesn't appear to be a date. You're getting to know each other. And then, you know, when that discussion comes up, like, you know, what are you looking for? And you say, look, I'm just looking to have a good time, or I really don't want anything serious right now. I just want to have fun, you know?
Okay.
And it's, it kind of, listen, and as piggish as every man is.
But saying,
I don't want anything serious, I just want to have fun, makes a guy think, all right, I might get something.
But that's probably something you're thinking about down the road. You're thinking, if this guy's worthy enough and I have fun with him, I probably will, you know.
Yeah, I actually thought that pretty verbatim in my head. Yeah.
But that's my point. If she lets that groundwork down first, they'll be like, oh, maybe she just wants to fuck
Jackpot.
Buddy. But that's what I was about to say. A pig, as piggish as a man is, he's all for it. If you lay down that...
So I should say, fuck buddy. I'm just playing.
Yes, you should.
Yeah, use fuck buddy. No.
They will
then stick to Tinder.
I'm playing.
Yeah, but your goal is to find that one person.
That like, you, somebody that that's cool I can hang out with.
That won't overbearing, you know, be overbearing. And you know.
Yeah, that fits my list.
But going on actual dates, that's usually... Oh, awesome. Uh-huh. If you go on dates with men, then you're not going to – no man's going to go on a date with a girl that he has no future with, as far as whether it's that night or the next week or whenever. It's kind of like in his mind, it's like, well, why are we doing this if you don't want a boyfriend? Like, you're wasting my time and yours. If you want to hang out with a group of people first – and that way you guys kind of separate yourself from the group, talk, bullshit, laugh, then maybe hook up in a parking lot, whatever, you know. And then the next time you hang out with another group of people or the same group, maybe smaller group of people, and you get more intimate, like talking and getting to know each other. And then that conversation will come up, like, you know, are you looking to settle down? Are you looking for a girlfriend? Are you looking for a boyfriend? Whatever. And then that's when you say, look, I'm just looking to have fun, you know.
Sweet.
You tell that person you have fun with them. But you don't have to lead on to, like, you know, cook me dinner or you know, buy me flowers. I know. What I'm saying is, like, you don't have to go that date route. Just go the have fun route. Because believe me, that fuck buddy term pops in their head, too.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like a PIC, pussy and crime.
I don't know. I think that it's always, like, I want to bang you once and then never talk to you.
Well,
again.
There are. Yeah. Oh, well, those are
that's what I'm thinking.
Those are
head.
Obstacles you're always going to face. I mean, there probably will be guys where they don't – they probably may think you're insane. But they're like, I bet you fucking her would be like being at a theme park. So then you become a conquest. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then it's like, you know, pump and dump. Like, see ya.
Right. I want that to happen.
I get that. But that's an obstacle that's part of this minefield you're going to walk through. You're going to find those.
So you will help me?
Yeah, I'll go with you. I'll chaperone every day. You have an earpiece. I have a little mic. You're like, all right, I don't think this guy's right. Come back now.
No, but like, is there signs to be able to tell whether or not a guy's going to be like that or not?
No, because guys are really good at hiding
their
pig.
They're like fickle with it, right?
No, they're good at hiding the pig.
What if they're not? What if they are open about their pig?
Then you
then you actually become in the driver's seat.
Okay.
You actually, because now you know what he's thinking, you can control if and when that's going to happen, or, you know, this will be it.
Interesting.
You know what I mean?
Because it's just one big fucking game, isn't it?
It really is. It's always going to be until you get to that point where you're miserable with someone.
I don't want to be miserable with anyone.
Once you meet that special someone,
that
you guys
get married.
You guys become miserable together. That's when it's not a game.
I don't want that.
I feel so bad for the guy from Tinder that she went out with and didn't fuck her. He's probably hanging himself in his room.
He probably got rid of his smartphone.
He asked me out again.
Well, yeah.
Of course. He's like, I already made an investment.
Right. Right. Why wouldn't he ask you out again?
No.
Unless you poured a big hot bowl of crazy on him.
I mean, I was pretty crazy. He told me that I was crazy at one point. He's like, wow, you're really honest, huh?
What'd you say?
I hate fat guys.
I said,
you see that fat guy right there? I hate him.
I hate him. I wish he died.
No, it's funny because he kept saying he was like overweight. like, he kept saying, oh, I used to be skinnier, like, in the summer or whatever. And I was like, dude, you're fine. Like, whatever, shut up.
He's dude, you're fine. You're not Jersey Jerk's fat.
Yeah, he's fishing for compliments.
Yeah, and I was just like, oh, you're good, whatever, shut up. But then he would ask me things like, you know, what are you looking for? And I try to explain.
That's that question right there. He's automatically looking for a relationship.
He said no.
Liar.
He's on Tinder.
Doesn't matter. What are you looking for? What do you care? Just be interested and fuck me later.
I'm looking for some pussy. What are you looking for?
Yeah. Like, what are you looking for? You looking for some one-time dick? You know what I mean? Like, what are you looking for?
Well, no. Once I started being very honest, he started being
so
very
honest. All right.
Yeah.
So he opened up his bowl of crazy.
Oh, yeah. As soon as I said something, I don't know.
Yeah, you do. What is it? Right. Yeah, you do. What is it? Spill the beans. Spill the crazy.
I said that I was looking for some, like, not a booty call, but not a boyfriend. Like, something in between.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
You just said the magic words almost every man wants to hear.
And he was like,
unless you're a priest.
And he was like, oh, well, like, so things like that. So when I started saying things like that, he was like, well, what do you look for in a guy? And I was like, somebody who doesn't try to control me. And I immediately said somebody that doesn't try to control me. Then I, like, left to go smoke a cigarette.
Right. Without telling him? Or you
no,
just
I was
out?
Like, I'm going to go smoke.
I just don't want a guy to control me.
Walk away. He's like, what the fuck?
Is the date over?
No,
what
so
the
he
fuck
says,
happened?
No, so he says.
It's a full beer.
He's like, well, maybe you should quit smoking. And I was like, maybe you shouldn't tell me what the fuck to do.
Right.
And I walked outside, and I definitely thought he wasn't going to
I should
be
probably
there.
Chaperone for his benefit.
Yeah, right?
Dude, whatever you do, don't suggest anything. She takes it as an order.
Maybe you should stop smoking.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, though, but you know what he did say?
You might want to use a salad fork. Don't tell me what to do!
No, because I actually talked about you guys on the date. Not, like, specifically
all right,
your
so there's
names.
These two-and-a-half fat guys.
It's kind of like the show, like two-and-a-half men.
Two-and-a-half fat guys. Fat, 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 fat.
Oh my God.
Fat.
Oh my God.
2.5 fatties.
I don't even know where I was going now.
You were talking about us on the date.
Oh, because when I went out to smoke. There was these, like, 21-year-olds outside, and I, like, became friends with them.
How do you know they're 21? You
asked
them?
I asked them, yeah.
You're like a profiler. How old are you? What's your sign?
Well, no, they were smoking those, like, those e-cigarette things, and I was
why'd
like...
Why'd they go outside for that?
I know, right? Well, actually, some restaurants or some places
bar,
won't let you...
Yeah, this bar said that they had to go outside.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
I know, it's fucking
so we
ridiculous.
Just got to chatting and stuff like that. And they guessed that I was 25 years old. Mm. They also look like they were 15.
So they're dumb as shit.
Right. Whatever.
Are you think they're dumb? I think they're smart.
It's a perfect answer.
They're smart.
All right. Whatever. Whatever it may be, that's not
they're
the
not dumb.
Part.
I'm trying
to get that old pussy.
Do I look old?
No.
Yeah, that's what I mean. What,
a little
I look
weathered,
old?
But not old.
I look weathered? I look weathered?
Weathered.
What the fuck?
Weathered, like
you've done a drug or two.
Like, I look like what? I've done drugs.
No. Weather. Wait, what usually gets weathered? What's something?
A wood bench.
Oh my God!
A deck.
Evil.
She looks like my deck.
Oh my God!
Cracks and lines.
She needs to be power washed.
Colors a little off.
Lumpy cracks,
oh
lines,
God.
Nails popping out.
I hate all of you. All of you with every bone in my
bad
body.
Bad color.
God damn it, that's still not the
dry.
Point of the story. Really?
I'm describing his deck. I don't know where you're getting all bent about.
All right, so anyway.
Where's glass? No.
Anyway, the guy. Let me finish the fucking story. So I came back in and, you know, we were the friends and started chatting with us. And then they walked away. And he's like, yeah. He's like, you definitely don't look 35 at all. He goes, but your voice. And I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, no.
And I was like, no. And he's like, no, your voice, like, sounds so much different than
you sound like an 80-year-old truck driver. Peter.
And I was dying.
Maybe that's why you should quit smoking.
I was dying.
You sound like Putty from Seinfeld.
No,
Peter.
And well, it was funny because...
Hey, Peter, let's go to the bar.
And I was like, I have friends that make fun of my voice constantly.
And I bet you he followed that up with a compliment.
He did.
Yes.
And he even touched my knee. No, but oh. I was like, oh.
Was he under the table during this conversation?
No, we were sitting at a bar.
Oh.
That's the move.
That's a move?
That's the move.
The knee touch?
Yeah, it's what does that move. Mean?
It's just mean you're engaged. Not engaged.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Like you're involved.
I'm not getting married.
We did talk about that. He also doesn't want to get married. He actually seems like a male version of me, in a sense.
Except he doesn't have a cock. No, I'm just kidding.
No, he does.
No, but like, never mind. I don't want to say
anything. No, please. I need help. I'm new.
No, I just, it's funny like how we can all kind of guess what his next move was after some.
Right.
We
so
know
what's the
move.
Next thing?
No, I mean,
so
like,
by the time I
like
got
when he
home.
Was talking about the age thing, and then he said your voice, and he followed it with a compliment because he didn't want to offend you or turn you off.
Right.
But honestly, if he was smart, he wouldn't have said shit about your voice. Honestly, if he's like, that's the worst thing you can do.
Why? What's wrong?
Because
I like my voice.
Huh?
I like my voice.
I know, but if he's making a comment about it, maybe he doesn't.
It is unique.
Right.
It's he unique. Did say that he liked it, though. He's like, no. He's like, I like it.
Give it a month.
He said it was sexy.
It's like nails on a chalkboard.
He
said it was sexy.
I wouldn't say that.
Wait till he hears it. Month straight.
Yeah,
I would never hang out with someone a month
great.
Straight.
It's like someone who sounds like Kathleen Turner's going to call me talking dirty to me. What you wearing, Runkle?
He went on this whole Fran Drescher spiel.
No.
That's annoying.
That's a nasally thing. You don't have
that's
that.
What I said.
Yeah.
He was just pinpointing the one voice that's worse than hers.
You're definitely not Fran Drescher. You're more towards like Red Fox.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
You know what? I'm really sorry.
Am I wrong in saying that she's more towards Red Fox than Fran Drescher?
No, you're totally right.
Say shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Actually, you know what? Sometimes you sound like a post-op tranny.
Really?
Yeah, sometimes. When you have like colds and stuff,
aww.
You kind of sound like you used to be a girl. Or you used to be a man, I mean. Or now you're a woman. Like that kind of, hey guys, what's up?
Oh, man.
You just
I don't think there's anything I can do to improve
you can't.
It.
You
it's
can't.
Done.
There's nothing you can
nope.
do.
It's just going to get worse.
Yep.
I like my voice, though. I'm starting to get complex.
But you know what's
now,
funny?
Though.
We hear our voices different. Because if you hear, when I hear my voice, like if I listen to the show next week
right.
to whatever I got to do, I'm just like, I can't believe that's me.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound right. It's like, that's not what I hear.
Yeah, mine is much worse than I ever imagined.
In my mind, in my mind's ear, I sound like more of a man.
Right.
Right? But when I hear myself, I sound like an animal. You know what I mean? Like an animal who someone is stepping on his testicles, sort of like squeezing them. Like, I just don't, I'm like, that's not me. You know?
Oh, I mean, I feel like my voice always sounds the same to me.
Well, maybe it does to you. I mean,
maybe I should try using a different voice now.
Nah, don't do that. Just be yourself.
Do accents.
I can't do any accents.
Do an Italian accent.
I can't.
Bubba boopy.
On your next date, do Bane the entire time.
Oh, yeah. That'll win him over.
Yeah, I'm sure. It'll
especially
be like,
if he's a Batman fan.
It'll be like, I'm going to the bathroom.
Please pass the salt.
So, yeah. So
some butter, please.
A shot of tequila and a beer.
How about a blowjob shot?
What?
Yeah. So, what's his next move now? What do you think?
Well, are you going to go on a second date with him?
Yeah, I told him I let him know.
So, is that a yes? Because that doesn't sound convincing.
Don't come off like that to him.
I don't know when. I'm so busy.
I mean, if you're busy, you're busy.
Yeah, like I told him I'd let him know because I'll let you know when.
Okay,
like,
gotcha.
That type of thing.
Gotcha.
Just because I'm fucking super busy.
Let me understand something. What did you guys do? You just sat at a bar all night?
We played pool.
Okay, you played pool,
yeah.
Drank. All right. You guys go anywhere else after that?
No.
No, okay.
I wanted to go home.
No, I meant like, did you go to another bar or whatever?
Oh, no.
I didn't
no,
mean
no.
like home with no. him. All right, so.
Apparently, the length of a date matters as well. Like how long it? All not my friends kept asking me that. How
not
long
necessarily.
Were you there?
Not necessarily. It depends on if you're having a really good time. I don't think it matters how long the date lasts. You know, I just don't.
Well, they said bad dates usually last an hour.
Well, bad dates. Of course. Yeah. Okay. Bad dates are like they're bad.
As soon as you see the girl, you ask for the check.
You want a bad?
No,
I do want to go.
Like the one, like the one date I went on that I met through Plenty of Fish.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, "Where's the girl in the picture?" That was she totally lied. She used a completely different picture. It wasn't even her. And then the other one I went on that was a bad day was actually right near where you are, and I drove all the way up there, met this chick. And I'm like, holy shit, I never would have guessed it. Like, she was okay. And then, like, as soon as you could hit her waist, it was like Danny DeVito. I was like, what the fuck happened?
Like a pear.
Like, worse than a pear, dude.
Peach.
Worse pear. Than a pear. No. I mean, it's like an orange with a pencil in it.
Ugh.
It was like, what the fuck? It's like all her weight just slid into her pants. You know what I mean? Like, it was awful.
How long did you stay on the date?
No lie, one drink.
That's it? What'd you tell her?
One drink.
What'd you tell her?
I said I had to go. I just said I had to go.
She knows.
Mm-hmm. She knew. She knew we would never talk again. She knew. She knew. We talked for like 2.5 weeks on the phone before we went on this date. Never heard from each other again. Never. You know, I was like, no. No fucking way. She was telling me shit like, you know, like, I don't know, shit that she likes to do, which isn't even shit that I like to do. Like, right. She like hiking. You ain't hiking with that shit, with that luggage you're carrying in your fucking pants. There's no way you can. Her fucking, you know how people have chub rub between the legs? Hers, her ankles were rubbing together when she was walking.
Ew.
You know, she had like sausage legs. I was just like, oh my God, what is that?
Do you know our buddy Raymond's, his wife set me up with her friend? Actually, she was from my old neighbor, like around that area.
Mm-hmm.
This chick had a lazy eye. Like, her eye went this way. And looking
at her. A wandering eye.
A wandering eye, yeah, not lazy. Her eye actually looked the other way. Right. I could not get out of there quick enough.
Right.
Why you keep checking out other dudes all night?
Really?
What the why would you? I mean,
Did he know about her? See, that's that shit.
But his wife.
That shit pisses me off because
why would you set me up with that?
Yeah, that's wrong.
That shit pisses me off because it's like, really? So what's my handicap that you set me up with this?
Right, right. That shows you how little they think of you.
Yeah. Right.
What the fuck do you? Right.
I got someone really nice for you to meet. Uh-huh. And it's a demon.
She wasn't. Yeah.
There's actually a show called. It's got Jay Baruchel. It is. It's not great, but there are some episodes that are really good. Basically, it's like whatever your imagination would be is actually happening to him in the show.
That sounds amazing.
You would. I think you would really like
What's
it.
What's it called?
Man-seeking woman.
Man-seeking woman. It's on FX. FXX. All right,
I'm on it.
All right. So the first season just ended. It's only like 8 episodes or something. But like he got set up. Same exact scenario. His sister was like, I got someone for you to meet. She's really sweet. You're really going to like her. And he goes out and there's a troll with a dress on at the table. And it's like, and he's like trying to make conversation. And this troll is literally like, just like biting into food.
Oh my God, I saw previews for this. Yeah.
It's some of it's like so true. Like what you're thinking when you meet someone, you're thinking that.
Yeah.
So it's like whatever he would imagine is actually happening. It's kind of funny. And some of it's actually kind of true. There was one I watched not too long ago. I was like, wow, that shit, it's like Bible. You know what I mean? Like, it is so fucking true.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, but that's it's fucked up. It's insulting. They think they're helping you out. Like, you're some charity case. Like, I got someone for you to meet. You know, and then you meet, you know, Admiral Akbar, and you're like, what the fuck is this all about? You know? It's a trap.
All my friends, because I, like, put it out there to everybody. I'm like, yo, if you know anybody, they're on my way. And they were like, miss, honestly, I don't know anybody that can handle you. And I was like, awesome.
I mean, I offered last week, but you're right. You're right. You're right. It's not a good idea.
It's not.
I mean.
And I don't know what that means because I don't feel like I'm a lot to handle. And I asked everybody and they're like, well, you're just very like.
They're being.
Gusto with your like opinions and stuff. And I'm like.
See, those, you know how we say shit to you about how you are or what you say or what you think and we critique you?
Yes.
That's their way of doing it. They're doing it the nice way.
Yes.
But they think exactly what we think.
What's that?
Well, stuff that we've told you. I'm not going to
Oh, okay.
not going to repeat another show, you know. But like in general, I'm saying things that you've thought, your thought process, things you say, your beliefs, how you think of things. We've called you out on and critiqued you about it. Your friends don't. They just say these things like, yeah, I don't think they can handle you. They kind of make it like, you know, you're, you know, not that you're a problem. They make it like, nah, they're not good enough for you type thing. They do that reverse psychology.
Well, no, not really.
And I'm not saying that you aren't good enough for them.
Yeah.
I just think it's like mixing oil and water. It's not going to work.
Well, I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah. It's just not going to work. But I really do believe that you are definitely too much to handle.
I think so.
Yeah, without a doubt. And it's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just set in her ways.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to have a balanced, whatever you want to call it, maybe not relationship, but like a balanced and partnership or something.
Yeah. She's not really looking for a relationship, so that kind of evens it out a little because you don't have to deal with it.
But it doesn't matter. Even if she's looking for, let's just call it what it is, a fuck buddy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know you don't want to phrase it that way, but that's exactly what you're looking for.
I don't even mean like the booty call kind where you only see each other at the end.
No, like you hang out, do stuff together.
Fuck buddy. So anyway, even that she's not going to be able to get along with. It's going to be too much because, and we've said this and you've agreed. I think you've agreed. Maybe you change your mind now, but
I mean, it's the wind blows.
You're attracted to drama. You're attracted to...
Yes, we did talk about this.
Yeah. You're attracted to... You can't have anything go well for more than a week or else you go nuts. You have to throw a fucking wrench into it.
I don't think you mean to do it. No. I just like excitement and I'm always used to the drama being an excitement.
But that's exciting to you, even when things go bad. That's a weird, perverse excitement for you.
It was exciting for lack of better excitement. Now I'm looking for a specific kind of excitement.
Nipple clamps?
No, nothing like that. Like somebody that like is cool and like I can have fun with and laugh with.
But see, that's the thing. Like you can do those things with many, many, many different people. The only problem is it might end there for you.
And that maybe that's
you know what I'm saying? Then you'll find something like fucking unbelievable. It's not what I want. Don't you have a list?
I do.
You want to go through them?
It's almost like a high school, like sophomoric type of.
I think it's more of just being used to.
Okay.
Bad or abusive relationships.
Holy shit!
Use colored markers.
Let me see.
That's actually very, very well done. You should hang it on a refrigerator.
Can we take a picture of it?
Number one, he's not fat.
Right.
Okay. These are all the things. All
right.
And they're not even that many, and there's only nine.
Okay, we'll go through each one.
I wrote really big. And these are in order of importance, by the way.
Okay, are you going to start with the least important?
If you want.
Yeah, start with the least important.
Right. We'll work our way up.
All right.
Drum roll.
Loves to eat vagina.
Huh?
Loves to eat vagina.
Short Number to the nine. Point. Very important.
There you go.
Loves to eat vagina.
I literally wrote that.
That's pretty good.
Okay. Right?
What if he doesn't love to do it, but he will do it?
I think that shows in the way he does it.
Loves
he doesn't
to eat vagina.
No, loving is integral.
Yeah, he has to have it.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I got you.
All right, so you knocked out 2% of all the men in the world.
That's not true. There's a lot of guys that love eating pussy. Yeah,
no, knocked out. Like,
So
98% of the guys are left.
Yeah. All right. Which that is.
That's hot.
Hooray.
A girl says that. That's pretty good.
What, eat my pussy?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hot.
Good shit.
It's great.
Next.
Sometimes I don't even let them finish the sentence. Eat my
All right. Loves animals.
Okay.
Like
all right.
Dogs,
yeah, yeah. No, no. I got
like
you.
That.
I got you. Now, loves animals, but do they have to have a pet?
No.
Okay.
But they have to love them.
Okay.
Okay.
So they have to communicate with squirrels?
No. They don't have to communicate, but they have to get the love of animals.
You don't talk to your pets? Really? You don't have a conversation with them? Not really, no. Just don't shit on the rug. Get the, you know, stop chewing my shoes.
I do. I talk to all the animals that I live with.
So Michael Vick's out. Okay, move on.
Yeah, fuck Michael Vick. All right. 7 is cute.
I'm sorry?
Cute.
7?
Yeah, number 7.
Number 7, he's got to be cute.
He's got to be cute.
I'm like, what's 7 got to do with?
All right, I will not number them
okay.
anymore.
Okay, no, you're good. I'm sorry.
All right,
my bad.
Cute.
Okay.
All right, there
that's
you go.
That's the least.
Yeah, we're going from...
No. What I mean is cute has to be the rock bottom. He can't be anything less than cute.
No, he has to
gotcha.
Be cute.
Gotcha. Yeah. Like, he can't be average. Average meaning
can
look.
Average be cute.
No. No, average, like, he could be borderline ugly. I don't mean average, like, body style. We know that you're still thinking about that. See, she's still thinking about the whole body thing.
They have to be cute.
Cute as in face? Is that what you're talking about? Or all over?
Face.
Okay.
Yeah, like...
Yeah, fat's higher on the list.
There's average faces out there. They could be, they couldn't be. Like, in certain lights,
I mean,
they look good.
I just see through them, then.
Certainly. They're clear. Okay. All right, number
so
six.
So, like white people?
Yeah. Albinos.
And then I grouped this little thing together because I feel like they're the same, but it's three.
Is this part of six?
This is six.
Six part one, six part two, and six part three.
Well, I feel like they're
Leonard
all...
Leonard part six.
I feel like they're all the same thing, kind of. All right, outgoing, friendly, and charismatic.
Okay, so personality traits.
Yes.
Outgoing, friendly, and charismatic.
Right.
Okay, outgoing would probably have to be an obvious
mm.
because you're outgoing.
Yeah.
So that's one thing you do want to have in common.
I would love that.
Okay, the second one was friendly.
Like,
so friendly as in towards you or towards like other people around you?
Towards me and everyone.
Okay, all right. And the other one was charismatic?
Yeah.
Now explain.
Smooth.
Oh, okay. All right. Suave.
Yeah.
Little, like, I
like,
guess
can I have a little almost, game?
Okay, yeah. Little sexiness there.
Yeah.
There's that. There's that lovely voice in.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
All right, are we
kick it.
Number five.
Positive outlook on life.
Positive outlook on life. Mm-hmm. Okay, but does that mean a realistic one or an imaginary one?
Not like me.
Oh. Just okay.
Positive. So
realistic.
Can find the positiveness in everything.
Now, how far does that have to go? Like, in other words, someone could be positive, but a bad day could really fuck
absolutely.
Their shit up.
Absolutely. Everybody has a bad day.
All right.
Yeah, I would never discount that on somebody.
Okay. So as long as they're mainly positive.
Yeah, mainly gotcha. Positive. That's
but what if,
five.
But you realize that in order to be positive, you have to not make them feel negative. Or not,
absolutely.
Not get, make them... turn into a negative person.
I wouldn't do that.
Because that happens a lot. If you make a guy crazy, he becomes negative.
Well, I'm going to try not
reacts.
Make anyone crazy.
He reacts. He's like, this fucking bitch. You know what I mean?
I'm doing things differently now.
Okay. I'm giving you an example. I'm just giving you an example.
All right. Four. Mm-hmm. Doesn't want to be up my ass every 5 seconds. They have their own life.
Okay, you really went all out on that one.
Yeah.
Just someone who's not controlling, someone who's not, you know.
Somebody will let you do whatever you want to do, whenever you want to do it, yes. Not complain about it.
Yeah,
we
but
got
that's, I mean.
I've never had that.
I don't think, has anybody had that?
I think there's always boundaries. And here's the thing.
There is a boundary.
They'll never say it at first, but if you cross a line, they'll let you know. Be like, I'm not
which
comfortable with
fine.
That.
Which is fine. I totally get that.
But see, I think you're the kind of person that if you're feeling ballsy.
You're right. I
you're
going to
say.
You're
going to forget it. You're going to push those boundaries.
I know.
Test them.
And you're right. But I'm going to try not do that.
But here's.
I'm a grown
let me give you. Let me give you an example. Let me just. And this is
you
nothing
got the
to
fucking
do
up part, right?
Let me give you an example. You do what you want, whatever you want, whenever you want to do it, with whoever.
But not
whatever.
To be disrespectful to another person.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
But if you know that, if you know what's disrespectful and you know, like, for instance, let's say this guy.
If I went out with my friends and I got too drunk and I had to sleep at her house, I wouldn't want him getting mad at me because, like, why didn't you
okay.
get so drunk?
That's stupid.
Okay. Right. Yeah. That's a good
like
one
stuff
to have.
Like that.
That's a good one to have. But I'm saying if you blow off something with him. To go hang out with other friends and there's guys there and you're like hanging out with the guys and your girlfriends are gone and he finds out about it. That's kind of disrespectful. You see what I'm saying?
Why?
Ah, see? There's that imaginary line that nobody knows when they cross it till it's too late. Mm-hmm. Let's say this. Let's say you're
well,
like...
blowing them off period to hang out with your friends is a little disrespectful.
Well,
if
no,
you made
no,
plans...
No. Well, yeah. But I mean... But see, that's that line about not dating and dating. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Not dating means you don't have a commitment. You don't have to make a commitment. You can make plans. Say, listen, can we reschedule? I'm going to go do this or whatever. And if this person really doesn't want a commitment with her, they'll be like, sure, no problem. We'll do it another time. You know what I mean? But let's say she goes out with her girlfriends and they end up meeting a bunch of guys. And somehow, some way, he finds out that the girls left and she was hanging around with guys or a guy. That would really go under his skin. Because now he feels like...
I would never do that.
I understand that. But see,
if they were my friends that were guys, then I would like think it was okay.
That's that sensitive line that gets towed and you're just like, oh, you know, you don't realize it. Like, yeah, I guess if I was in that position, I would feel the same way. Like that kind of thing. You don't know until it's over. Shit hits the fan. Like, right. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about.
All right. That makes sense.
You know? Okay. So that was that. Not up your ass.
Not up my ass. Has their shit together, which is a plethora of things. Job, car, fucking somewhere to live. Okay. Clean, money. Their own money. Yeah.
Criminal record.
Clean.
Oh. They said criminal records.
Has their shit
a bonus?
Together. This is
less than three strikes.
Not pen a rapist.
Pal. Pen pal.
But yeah, but that. Okay. Just like a
good head on their shoulder, sensible. Do you want someone sensible or someone like, do you want someone that makes smart decisions or someone who's like just reckless?
I mean, can you have your shit together and be reckless? Is that possible?
Yeah, they're called serial killers.
All right, no, then I do not want that.
They're called serial killers. They're called
reckless people.
Reckless as in, you know, they'll drive you home pissed drunk.
No, I absolutely would not want that.
If you're passed out, how would you know? I'm just saying.
Yeah, that would suck.
I'm just saying that's part of, yeah, you know, he's got a good job, he's got a nice place, you know, he's got a car, but he also has a problem with saying, hey, I'm too fucked up to drive, I'm going to make it home. We're going to be just fine.
And yeah, then, boom. Then sensible needs to be involved in that.
Yeah, that's
together.
Yeah,
mentally and in society.
All encompassing.
Yeah, it's kind of all goes with the territory. Because, like I said, there are sensible people out there that are reckless, but they're usually convicts of some sort that get away with it. So if that's what you're looking for.
No,
you know,
none of that. I would like to
drug
not.
Dealer.
That's a good one.
Good job.
No,
you know,
no health benefits.
No health benefits,
but
they can afford it with all that extra money.
Obamacare. It's cheap.
I also made a things that I don't want list that was a million times longer than this, but I didn't want to focus on the negative. I only wanted to focus on the positive.
But actually, not a bad thing to focus on the negative list. You know why? Because you just reapply that to yourself. Like, I definitely don't want that.
I have it done in very colorful form as well, like this. But it's this hole and this hole.
Okay.
I don't want more
Do
than
that. Do you still have that list?
Yeah, I just didn't bring it with me.
All right.
Okay. Two.
We're getting to the tippy top now.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Someone who can make me laugh.
Okay. Your sense of humor.
It's really important. And also laughs at me as well. But not at me. With me.
With. Yeah,
like,
say
I don't
with.
Want somebody
don't say
that always wants to be the funny one. Like, I'll make jokes too, and they'll be like, oh, that's funny.
Oh, that good luck with that one.
Yeah, but that's what
I
want.
Men are always funnier than women.
Well, no, it's okay. You can be funnier than me, but he has to think I'm funny too.
Well, I mean, I could see that. Yeah. That's important for a guy too. A girl who has a good sense of humor could take it, you know. All right. So, sense of humor. Does he have to be like
the life of the party?
Yeah. Does he have to be like life of the party sense of humor?
Absolutely not.
You don't want him stealing your thunder.
Nope.
Fucking attention whore. So that would bother you, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So if you met a guy who was your little partner there, whatever you want to call him, and brought him out, a bunch of people, and everyone's
I would probably
like,
love it at first.
Everybody's like, yo, he's so fucking funny, so cool.
No, I would love it at first, but it would probably get on my nerves over time.
And you would do something to sabotage it.
I don't know. I hope not, but in the past, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And
I would like to hope that I'm growing. So,
you could be growing more patient before you sabotage. No, I mean, not to be a dick, but that's possible. You may have
like. I feel like that's something I would be able to find out really early on. And so it's like, okay, this person wants to be the life of the party as well. We're not going to gel, you know?
Yeah, but you also don't give it a chance. You just sabotage. You just take an axe and just chop it.
No, I'm going to not do that.
What if he doesn't like specifically seek out to be life of the party? It just happens.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You know why? Because she says she won't do it.
She wants somebody who's friendly, somebody who's going to get along with all her friends, but he can't get along too well.
She wants her cake and be able to eat it too.
And that's what it sounds like.
In all honesty.
Oh, my God. You guys.
Listen.
You're like overanalyzing.
No, no. Listen, in all honesty, this is what it comes down to. You can say to us now, I'm really not going to do it. I'm going to try not to do that.
I'm going
to
try my hardest.
I get that. But you have to understand one thing. When you drink, you might as well throw those promises out the window. because it ain't happening. You're going to revert right back to your core. It's unfortunate, but it's true. And it's not something to be ashamed of.
I get what you're saying.
You know what I mean? Because normally, if you did get rubbed the wrong way, it's during drinking. It's while you're drinking. You get set off like that. You snap.
My patience goes away when I drink.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
like
guess
a
what?
Lot.
Guess what? That's when the sabotage mode comes in. Because you're like, nah, this ain't working.
All right.
I got to do something about
that's
it.
That's fair enough. Yeah. No, that makes sense.
But if you're sober and, you
but
know.
But if he's all of these things and he's the life of the party, am I going to lose
I still,
him? No, absolutely
I
not.
I still think deep down inside it isn't going to, it wouldn't last because you would not, you would eventually look at it as a routine. Like, I'm bored.
I mean, I get bored really.
Yeah. You're going to do something to change it up, switch it up.
I hope not in a negative way.
Well, I was about to say. Yeah. And the one thing that you keep saying that you don't want is what drives you, the negative.
I know, and it sucks. And I'm working on it. I've been doing a lot of different things.
And your boring, mundane, positive fuck buddy, you're going to put a negative monkey wrench into it just to spice it up.
You better know how to eat the puss.
Seriously.
Keep him around longer.
All right, and number one.
Someone who lets me be me.
That kind of falls in the same. That's so fucking anticlimactic. That kind
I know.
Of falls with.
I wanted to do it the yeah. other way around.
That kind of falls in with the letting me do what I want to
right.
do. It's letting
no,
me.
No, it's like accepts me for who I am and accepts everything about
doesn't
me.
Doesn't try to change you.
Doesn't try to change me. Doesn't like, oh, maybe you should do this or maybe you should do that. And like likes all my quirks and likes all those things about me. And like. Finds it endearing or cute or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that could end up being condescending, though. Oh, she's adorable. She's retarded, but she's adorable.
I mean, I don't want him to think I'm retarded.
No.
That's why I wrote it, someone lets me be me. Like, they're like, this crazy bitch is this crazy bitch, but I love her. Anyway.
I got to be honest with you. I don't think you're ever going to find the man you want and have him have everything on that list or even most of them and it work because the kind of guy you want can only take so much before it becomes something for him to deal with. And just like for you, I think if it was, you got what you wanted, you would probably deep down inside subconsciously find a way to ruin it or fuck it up or whatever. Like, I'm not saying that's your MO. Like, that's not what you always
right.
done. But I think if you get to a point where it becomes repetitive, you can't handle that. You can handle it with your day job. Like, you have to get up at a certain time almost every day and you go to work and you pretty much do the same job every day, right? For the
yeah,
most part.
Pretty much.
Okay. You've accepted that because you know that in order for you to make money, you have to do that. You can't just go to work one day and just go up to your boss and be like, "You're a fucking asshole and I'm taking a day off today," or some shit like that.
Right.
You can't do that. But when you're with somebody, you're technically not getting paid, really. And if you become...
I did refer to it as a full-time job the other day.
What? Dating?
Yeah, because somebody out? Asked me if I was seeing anybody, and I was like, I already have a full-time job.
Yeah, see, like...
I'm
right,
not in a place for a boyfriend at all.
That's fine, but I think it's going to be tough for you to find what you want, even as a non-boyfriend person.
I don't.
Everything you
asked
for on that list. Yeah, see, I don't buy that. I don't buy it at all.
No, I am. I'm too serious. Like, I'm very hopeful. I think that
hopeful is different.
Yeah.
That's not being positive.
Oh, positive is hopeful. Hopeful is positive. Same thing.
No, I mean, you could be negative and still hope for shit.
How come not fat was on the wasn't on that?
Because it doesn't matter.
Oh, stop.
It's under cute.
That falls under cute?
No.
Oh, my God. Shut up with fat.
It's a fucking viable question.
It really is. I mean, looks is very important to everybody.
Yeah, they're cute.
But you can be fat and cute.
You guys just can't fucking stop.
No, I'm being serious. That's one of the things. Why isn't that on there? We just spent an hour talking about it. But you know.
You wanted me to put not being
yeah, like,
fat
I don't
on
know,
my
I,
list?
Like, honestly,
see, I,
where are
I
you going
at,
with this?
I look at cute as looks in general.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, cute to her has nothing to do with fat. It's not part of what she means by cute. She's looking for a guy she's attracted to.
Exactly, and that's
and it's
not fat.
Right. But it doesn't have to be on the list.
Now, that's negative.
Fat is negative.
No, is it negative.
Is that on your negative list?
No, it's not.
He's a fatty boombaladdy on your negative
list.
No,
it's not. It's not.
Can't have tits bigger than mine.
Yeah, right?
Well, that was on my list.
I'm out.
Tits, not nipples, Mark.
Oh, sorry.
You're still in.
Yeah.
I think
right now I'm not in a place to even think about that list.
Can I?
But this is something to hope for.
This is always something. This is always a woman thing. I notice. Okay, the fact that you would actually make a list,
absolutely,
of positive and negative, like a pro and con, whatever you want to call it. No guy does this.
Mm-mm. I know that.
No guy does this.
I'm very. It is unrealistic. How different we are.
It is unrealistic. It's almost like a fantasy, an imagination. To create a list and think that you're even going to get a third of it at the same time. It's just unrealistic. It's not. You're better off building Skynet and building your boyfriend of your or a man of your dreams that way. Like, there's no way you're going to find a guy with a third of those qualities.
I disagree. I think
somebody you're attracted to, somebody you have fun with. Why does it have to be any more than that?
When you meet a guy.
Well, that's all it is right now.
You can meet a guy who's funny. You can meet a guy who's, you know, got his shit together, and you can meet a guy with, I don't know, a sense of humor. I said that already. A guy who'll let you be you.
Right.
Okay. That shit won't last. Those qualities that you're searching for, it's a smokescreen. They give you that in the beginning, so you're attracted to them and you want to be around them. But then eventually, when the thing starts getting basically routine, that's when the real people come out.
And then you don't think that's a real list.
And then, no. The fact that there's a list is like, why even bother? The whole point, you know how you.
It's a good thing to have a list.
Not really. Because what you're doing is you're giving yourself false hope.
I don't think it's false.
You're basically asking for a fairy tale, is what you're doing.
Yeah, but that's just right now. Who knows in 6 months once I'm actually ready to find somebody about
right now. I'm not talking about a husband or a boyfriend. I'm talking about right now.
But that can change. That list can change.
Those guys will tell you whatever you want to know as long as you keep fucking them. But eventually, if they find someone else that they want to fuck because they're not tired of fucking you and don't want to deal with your quote-unquote you or craziness – they're going to be like, well, I have no ties to this girl. I'm going to move on. And that you're giving them that leeway, basically.
Right, which is reality.
But it's not fine. You were about to say fine, and it's not fine.
That's why I said reality instead.
And that's going to become a burden on you, which becomes negative. You're letting this – you're letting an open door to negativity. You don't realize it. That's not what you want. But that's what happens when you start prioritizing and putting lists together. False hope means eventually you're going to disappoint yourself, or someone is going to disappoint you.
I change with the wind, so I think
I don't believe she's been the same. And at her core, she's been the same girl since we met her.
Yeah, my core of who I am, but what I want out of life and what I want out of things changes all the time.
Not really.
All the time, it always changes.
What's changed?
At one point, she said she wanted a kid. Or she would.
That lasted like two months.
But it's always.
I'm forever changing the way that I think about different things.
That letting you be you. That not being up your ass. That entire list just about has been you. Nothing's changed on that list. That's been you since we met you. Nothing on that list surprised us.
Well, because I want something like that because I've never had it.
And that's why I'm telling you. It's because it's a fucking fairy tale. It doesn't exist. You think you can find it? Listen.
I do.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
If you do lasso a unicorn, you let us know. I will tell you on the air I was wrong, but you ain't going to find it. You ain't going to find it. I'm telling you right now, you ain't going to find it.
I'm not saying you're not okay.
I'm saying if you're going to rely on that list of what you're looking for in whatever type of guy you're looking
for. Listen, that's a list that I wrote 2 weeks ago. I mean, it still stands today.
What am I saying, it's not relevant here?
But if it's going to change, I already know that.
You're not going to get what you want. That's why it's going to change.
Yes, because
when she finally finds a guy that has all nine of those things, she's going to change her fucking mind.
She's not going to find – first of all, she won't. And when she realizes she can't find a guy with nine of those things, she's going to start altering them to make it seem like there's other things that this guy has that she wants to make it more acceptable. This is probably just not a good idea altogether, is what I'm trying to say.
No, because the negative list still exists. the don't list still exists.
Right. I get
and
that.
That's important.
I get that. Okay. I get that. I know there has to be a negative list if you wrote a positive one.
Yeah,
there
absolutely.
Has to be. Because you're not listing things you don't want out of somebody.
Exactly.
Right. But you're better. I bet you it's easier to find the entire negative list than it is to find the entire positive list.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I'm telling you, you're looking for a unicorn.
And that's fine.
With like, you know, like six legs.
I'm not worried about it.
No, you shouldn't be worried about it. Shouldn't be worried about it. But eventually, when this positivity thing of yours runs out because you're just tired of the same fucking person you keep meeting or same type of fucking person, you're just like, I can't take it. Because you do it all the time. You hit a quarterly period.
You're so fucking right.
Every year, you're just like, you know, like, I'm done right now. I'm just going to be by myself and I'm going to be all right with it. You just did it like at the turn of the fucking year.
I do it all the time.
Yeah. And you're going to do it again because you're going to get sick of it. It's going to become a negative impact on your life. You're going to feel like shit over it and you're going to need a detox period. Like, I'm done right now.
Yeah. And
I don't want nothing.
But each experience makes me grow. It makes me grow more in who I am.
But you are the routine I'm talking about. That's why
I keep switching it up. That's why I keep getting bored.
But in four or five fucking years, you haven't switched any. You're the same person.
That is so not true.
All right. Please tell me that I'm wrong.
Tell me
that I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
Yeah, you can say that because you're defending yourself.
But when it comes
to this type of thing, the dating lifestyle, granted, she was in a relationship when we first met. But notice,
I was in a relationship with the majority of the time we've been friends.
Well, you've had a nice chunk of time since we've been on this show together.
Don't say chunk, she hates fat people.
You've had a nice allotted amount of time since we've been on this show where you've had a lot of unrelationship time, non-relationship time, and we kind of see the repetition that happens. You meet a guy, you like him, after a little while you get sick of him, and it's probably not even because of anything he did, it's just something that you really just don't want anymore. You know, and that's what you mean by changing. But nonetheless, the outcome is always the same. You have your fill, you're done, and then you take a break. You take a
little
break.
And then maybe I'll find out through all of this that's who I'm supposed to be. And that's
very possible.
Yeah. Or maybe you'll just stop putting labels on things and just accept things for the way they are. And learn.
That's
what growing is. Growing is learning how to deal.
I do that already.
Learning how to deal with shit that sometimes you just don't want to deal with. That's really what
that is. Yeah, I 100% agree with that.
I mean,
and you know, if you ever do want a relationship, maybe you should throw that list in the fucking trash can and stop being so selfish.
Boom. And I've already thought that.
I'm not trying to be an asshole, but that list is very fucking selfish.
No, Chris is right.
Let me do what I want to do when I want to do it. Like, fuck no.
But that's why she's leaving the whole boyfriend aspect
exactly.
out of it.
And when I was done writing that list, I looked at it and I went,
this isn't the boyfriend list.
One, when I get a boyfriend, I'm going to need a new list.
Yeah.
I already knew
but
that.
But see,
I knew
she
that
knew.
Because I knew this was just like, oh, so
that list
selfish.
Changes. Yeah.
So you have a list for a fuck buddy?
Well, I mean, that wasn't the goal. But that's what
but
happened.
But that's what you have now. You have a list for a fuck buddy. You are fucking crazier than I ever imagined.
She thinks she has a golden fucking pussy. That's why.
I do. I have a very high self-esteem when it comes to certain things.
Until you get knocked down, then you fucking feel like shit.
Yeah, and I would like to get knocked down, actually.
That happened an hour and a half ago.
I don't know.
Why would you want to get knocked down?
To experience that.
So you can get up again? So you never want to let you down?
Oh, my God. Listen, I don't think I'm impervious to it. I think that the reason that I haven't gotten knocked down is because I took safe routes in the past. So, yeah, I think moving
forward. Give me an example. A small one. Safe routes. You don't seem like a safe route type of person. You have a pretty good exit.
Okay, this is a general thing that I just kind of started thinking about like 2 weeks ago.
All right.
So there's not a lot of validity to it, but there's a little bit. And I was thinking maybe I was always picking broken people.
Well, that's not a surprise.
Yeah, but
you think
because,
you can change people, but that's every woman.
Well, no, I've always thought that. But because of, well, these people aren't going to reject me.
So you think if they're more dysfunctional than you,
then
then you look like the sane person
right?
in the relationship.
So I started thinking that the other day, or like 2 weeks ago, and I was like, all right.
That's funny.
I got to step outside of the box and start dating some fucking people that got their shit together.
That's funny.
Yeah, try that.
I really did, and I'm totally dailying myself right there, but I know the reality of it.
You happened to post, sorry.
I was going to play you like a little. But I thought that, and I was like, oh, snap. That's fucking brand new thought that just came into my head. So I'm teetering with that idea right now. So I'm dating people that I feel like are better than me.
Dating people that you feel.
What the fuck happened? I mean, that's not, you're not confident. That's not a confidence.
Yeah, thing. That's not. You're
people that are better. You should.
You have false confidence.
Yeah, that's horrible.
No, I feel like I'm good enough for people that aren't as bad as the past.
Okay,
yeah,
I got you.
That's what I worded it wrong. Yeah.
Okay.
God, she's like I always do.
Dude, she has an excuse. She can't speak English well. No, I got you.
All right.
You feel like you've graduated to, you're worthy of being with better people.
Let's ante up. Like,
you're worthy of being with other people.
And you're right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, and that's wish me luck, man.
I do. And listen, like I said, if you find that six-legged unicorn, you fucking run with it.
Listen,
it's
going to change.
What is?
Everything.
The unicorn?
Always. Yes, the unicorn will change.
What you mean your list? I don't. What do you mean everything's going to change?
Like, no, the list is going to change. You can't be in a relationship.
Honestly, I think all relationships are is just finding someone who you can deal with and they can deal with you. That's really all it comes down to. It's two things.
Relationships have been very difficult in my life for me.
I know. Extremely. Oh, I know. But okay. I think relationships really, when the ones that work really boil down to.
None of them work.
Dealing with each other, being able to deal with each other and moving on together. It's when you hit that point where you're like, I can't deal with this anymore is when they don't work. But if you can deal with each other's shit, that's really when a relationship does work. It doesn't sound romantic like it's supposed to in the movies for girls.
It sounds,
but unfortunately,
horrible.
That's real. It's realistic.
Okay. Yeah. And
it's realistic.
And you're right. And I understand
that movie
it.
That I watched last week, that awkward moment, that girl said something that actually made sense. She said all relationships are. Is just being there for the other person. I think that's another part of it too. When you can be there for someone when they need you, that's part of a relationship that will work.
That makes sense.
And along with dealing with each other's shit, because you're never going to find someone, and this isn't geared towards you.
No one's
ever going to find someone that's perfect or that you will never not like something about. There'll always be quirks.
Oh, fucking right.
There'll always be things that get on your nerves. There'll always be things that annoy you. To the point where you actually say to the person, you're really annoying me right now. You know, my girl does it to me. I do it to her. We have things about each other that annoy each other. And it's part of what it is. The whole thing is when you can get over that and then get to the good part again, that's the relationship. They never show the bad pictures in a fucking photo album, do they?
This is the time I punched your mother in the face.
Yeah, right. They never put bad pictures in a photo album.
No,
they don't put abusive pictures. No, but a relationship is everything that's in between those pictures in the album.
Yeah, I'm not right.
You can deal with that. You can pretty much last with the person. That specific person, not in general, like anyone that's like that. But yeah, you learn to love them. You learn to deal with certain things. And then you just move on. You're just like, this is it. This is, you know, I choose to be in this situation with this person for however long. That's it. That's all it is. It's really not as elaborate as you may think it is. It's just, you know, the give and take, the sacrificing, the, you know, sometimes giving more than you get. It's all part of it. It's overwhelming, but it's very simple. It's a simple fucking recipe. It's really not that big of a deal. There's no craziness to it. There's no like, oh, you know, this is not what I mapped out. It never is. It
I wasn't
never
on the list.
Is. Nope. Yeah, it never is. Like I can make a list too, and it never. It's not there. What the fuck happened? Like that's just how it works. You have no control over it. Marker,
touché.
You know,
not at all.
You know,
dude.
Maybe it's just not for me.
See, I don't believe that either.
I don't believe it.
You know what I think it is? I think is once you break the mold of being who you've been, as long as I've known you, we've known you. And you meeting someone who's quirks don't bother you and you don't find yourself, you know, wanting a real dramatic situation and trying to sabotage it subconsciously, that's when I think things will really change, because you will find that quote unquote partner in crime that you'll want to spend a very long time with, and you'll deal with each other's ups and downs, but be able to move on to happier times too. That's really what I think is going to happen. So I don't think it's not for you. I just think you're looking at it different. I think you're looking at it in a way where you're setting yourself up for disappointment. That's what I think. But I don't think it's you're doomed.
I mean,
you know what I mean? I don't think you're doomed.
And of course, it's just right now, so it'll probably change. But I just...
And I don't think you should be listening to your Yenta friends about relationship advice either, because they don't seem to be doing that.
No, I mean...
You know what I'm saying? Like, don't take advice from people that aren't doing well themselves. It's like me taking, you know, weight loss advice from someone who's 400 pounds. It's like, yeah, I know what to do. Not to listen to your fatter ass. That's my weight loss advice, you know?
No, I'm good. I'm not doing any of that. You know? I just think that... I don't know. I think I might just not be cut out for it.
Yeah, but you're saying it, like the end all be all. You don't have to do that.
Yeah.
I think you should just...
I like feel like I'm going to have a panic attack.
No, you're
like, I swear to God.
You're
like,
trying. You know what it is? Like this whole thing that we did tonight about your dating and stuff. You're putting a label on it when you don't want the label. I think what you really need to do, what would be the easiest course of action, is be more of a go with the flow type of person.
I agree with that.
So Stop making lists, stop paying attention. Let's just go with the flow. If you feel it, great. If you don't, move on to the next one. You go with the flow. You know what I mean? That's it.
See, I was doing that for a little bit, and then I thought my behavior was getting a little erratic. Like, I was like, oh, do something until it feels good. When it doesn't anymore, leave the situation. And I felt like I was barreling through things, if that makes sense. Like, I was like, I go with the flow of everything. Do you know what I mean?
But how are you barreling through? Going with the flow means you just go with how the day goes. Barreling through sounds like you're bull rushing something.
I feel like my flow is a white water rafting ride.
No, so it wasn't smooth.
So it's not like a lazy river type
thing.
No,
my life is never a lazy river. I would like it to get to that point to see what it's like.
Well, do you know that maybe it has to do with other things in your life that has nothing to do with like the dating aspect?
Fuck yeah.
Could be like, you know, maybe you should start doing different things. Maybe you should not hang out with the same people all the time. Maybe you should find new people to hang out with.
I am trying to make new friends. Well, I made a new friend.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about those 21-year-olds.
A girl. No,
okay.
And not like that.
Yeah. But yeah, find new people that do different things than what you're used to. And like, that's how you grow. That's how you expand.
You learn.
That's how you become more worldly and accepting of other people. You living in this cocoon thinking that you're this universal being, you're actually not. It's an oxymoron.
Yeah, I don't like the cocoon. Yeah, I'm like very sick of this, but I always go through this.
Yeah. I mean, look online, see if there's something you could do just to change the pace of something. Be like, I've never done this before. Let's go do this. You know what I mean?
Another list.
No, I have
another list for the summer.
Not bucket list.
Like, no, of things that I want to accomplish by the end of August.
Yeah. Like go ghost hunting?
I mean, yeah. Definitely want to go ghost hunting.
I mean, that's...
I want to ride a horse. I'm in.
Ride a horse. Like, there you go.
I'm like crazy shit out of left field. Good stuff.
That's good,
out
though.
Out of like my little...
Comfort zone.
Cocoon.
Yeah. That's good. Riding a horse.
Yeah.
Hiking.
I love hiking. I hike all the time.
Oh, well, then can't you already do that? So
yeah.
That
could be part of the problem. Well, I would like to do it more. I only do it once a month.
You know, like, see, and I'll just wrap it up with this. Like, we know you as this chick who's got up and down issues, who's got, you know, whether you're narcissistic one day, whether you're like, you know, negative the other, whatever. You're the girl that goes to concerts, even though you slow down. You still go to way more concerts, even though after you slowed down, than normal people would go in a year.
I know.
But I'm just saying, you are taking up that precious time with the same shit you do. Even though you slowed down, you're not giving yourself more time to do different shit to make you look at things different.
Agreed.
And that's probably where you'll meet that person you're looking for that may match something on that list, you know, instead of the same dive bars that play the same shitty bands that you go see and shitty music that they play with the shitty people that show up. It's like, how do you expect not to get a shitty person to talk to? It's like part of the deal. Like, that's where you're fishing.
No, you have no idea.
What do you mean?
Like, I'm same exact mindset.
That yeah, yeah. I mean, you keep fishing in a lake that has, you know, nothing but fucking catfish, you're not going to catch a trout. You're right. Going to catch a catfish.
No, I,
you know,
1,000% agree with.
And then there you go.
What you're saying right there.
There you go.
Word life.
True that.
All right. Let's yeah,
let's wrap it up.
Let's head on out. This is for you, miss. Little wrap up music.
Oh my God. Really?
Oh, you're not going to take us out?
Oh, I thought you...
No, I meant this is for you to take us out.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to the Jersey Jerk Show. We will be back next Thursday with a special guest.
Oh, really? Another retard?
Make sure you tune in. Make sure to download the Riotcast app if you have an iPhone or an iPad, and the TuneIn app if you have a Droid.
Cool. Peace.
Bye, nigga!
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.